want to participate in a Don and Mike show contest? How about this?
You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C. 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
La, 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 la.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Hi, there you go, Buzz. There, it's turned on. Right. Hi, everybody, and we're getting close to Halloween.
This is really going to be scary. I'm not kidding you this time.
Count Floyd.
We finally, after all these years, we have Count Floyd.
It's going to be very scary, kids.
I know it's going to be scary.
Really scary.
Yeah.
Scared, kid.
Oh, wasn't that scary?
Huh? really scary.
Happy Halloween.
We got a scary one for you this week. Believe me, we have a real good one. One of the scariest movies ever made. This is going to give you goosebumps. On your goosebumps. It's going to be so scary. So why don't we take a look at some scenes from it?
Scared kids?
Scary, really scary.
This is really going to be scary. I'm not kidding you this time.
That's my favorite.
I'm in love with Count Floyd.
Yeah. I know it's going to be scary.
That's the worst wolf howl in the world.
Horrible. I tell you what, that was scary.
Oh, wasn't that scary? Huh?
Wasn't that scary, huh? Scared kids?
Spanning the globe.
Yes.
To find you these out-of-print tapes from a television show that perhaps one half of a percent of our audience even knows about.
Right.
Yes, of course. We enjoy it, though.
And we hope we share that enjoyment with you.
I didn't even tell you yesterday. And she's plugged into the show, Beth Ann McBride.
She sure is.
Our producer. Just yesterday, she figured out that Jerry Todd is a VJ.
Right.
A video DJ.
A takeoff on a VJ. He's younger than we are.
Yes. A funny takeoff 20 years ago, yeah. Longer than that. Still funny today. How are you? Anyway.
How are you anyway? We can bring them back and make them funny all over again.
What's really kind of cool
is... This is really going to be scary. I'm not kidding you this time.
Anytime Rob steps up to the mic.
Very scary.
Scary.
Jerry Todd was the first video disc jockey. He did it before MTV.
Really?
Right. Yeah.
And Lilio.
Lilio.
Wasn't that scary?
Oh, wasn't that scary?
Huh?
Huh?
Scary?
Halloween scary.
Let me just say... Hello.
Well, hello, Mr. Shannon.
Hello. This is Michael Scott Shannon.
And I'm Milburn Drysdale.
And because you don't like the groaners...
Who?
I'm speaking to Joe Sixpack.
Everyone. Yes, I love the groaners. Milburn Drysdale, president of the Commerce Bank of Beverly Hills, simply loves the groaners, and so does Granny.
Well, Granny. As you know, here on the Scott Shannon Show,
We're
your friends. We have the feedback line, 555-pound-sand.
Yes.
You tell us, and we listen. You said, hey, groaners, not good. So, How about... A thought for the day.
A thought for the day? Well, that would be simply marvelous.
Mm-hmm. Hello, this is Scott Shannon.
And I'm Milburn Drysdale.
You know, there's not much difference between lieutenant and captain, unless your last name is Crunch. Huh? Okay.
No trick-or-treating at the Commerce Bank of Beverly Hills. Please, no masks.
And I want to announce to all of the children that come to my Wildwood, New Jersey mansion over the weekend, I will be giving away free pieces of my chin.
Fantastic.
That's right. Wow. Actually, come up and pick a piece of my gigantic, genetically formed chin.
That way, all the kiddies will find out the truth that we've known for quite some time, and that is that your chin is made 100% of candy.
Super Shad.
Super Shad's candy chin.
Wow.
Let's go to the wrap-up, then.
Oh, all right.
The answer, Polaroid.
What is the question?
What makes an Eskimo by Preparation H?
Hey, now.
The Don and Mike Show.
Polaroid.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay. I totally understand.
All right, so we'll make sure.
Yes.
Yeah, that's sophisticated stuff we're doing.
Yeah, it is indeed.
Everybody, everybody, get into it.
You're retarded.
Don't be mad. Get retarded. Yeah. Get retarded.
Hello.
John Kerry.
Oh, hi there.
Tony Soprano.
Okay. Hi, Donovan.
We have Jerry Lewis.
Hello.
Mrs. Doubtfire.
Hello.
Almost forgot Julia. Hi, Julia.
Hello.
Everybody, everybody, get into it. Get stoned. Get retarded. Get retarded. Get retarded.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe in you.
And the door. And this.
With one true enemy, himself, a man of faith, a man of hate, and a soul torn apart. Viewer discretion advised.
How have you been?
Yeah. Scary. Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Get ready for a night in the box. And all the ships in space.
Hold on.
What?
How's
what?
It's gonna be scary.
You know, Buzz Dress is better than both of them put together.
Yep.
Don Geronimo. And
he's looking well.
Mike O'Mara.
Yeah. That's scary.
Hello.
Hello. Don and Mike Show, new episode on this Tuesday. 1-0-2-6-0-4.
Hi, Don and Mike. Buzz Burbank here.
Oh, wasn't that scary?
Huh? No, he's not retarded.
My favorite Buzz. Right there. And hi, everybody. Don and Mike Show. New episode on this Tuesday. It's Rocktober 26, 20-04.
Uh-huh.
Call us from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636 from Canada. And from Mexico, 800-636-1067. Buzz, you laugh.
I'm sorry.
But
I'm
it's true.
Waiting for that call.
The,
We had one.
One person called us from Mexico.
Right.
And also from Washington, D.C., 202-432-1067.
I know it's going to be scary.
It's very scary, kid. Halloween's in a week.
Oh, wasn't that scary?
Scared, kids? Today we're giving away a trip for two to Cancun, Mexico.
Ooh.
All expenses paid. Nice vacation for HBO's Family Bonds. Buzz, you don't have to be from Mexico to call us.
I know, but if you take the trip, you could, and that'd be two calls from Mexico. It's a fabulous trip.
As I mentioned yesterday, I'm all for this.
Mm-hmm.
As a matter of fact, I, after yesterday's show, had a travel agent. All of my vacations now for the next 5 years, I've decided all of them will be in Mexico.
Well, what has been your mantra for 20 years? Two words, international cooperation.
So true, and it's finally you get a chance to see the ruins.
The ruins.
Yeah.
Which you've been dying to see.
Mm-hmm.
Don at the ruins. Those are great ruins.
Here's a picture of me at the ruins.
Scared? Scared, kid?
This is really going to be scary. I'm not kidding you this time.
This is really going to be scary.
There's this trip.
And that we're giving away to Mexico,
yes,
on the show today. I'd like to address all of this foolishness, but I think what we have to talk about first is Ashley Simpson.
Ashley Simpson.
Now, just listen. I know you have heard this other places, but I'm going to be leading up to a very important question, I think. I know that we're all devoting too much time to Ashley Simpson.
Yeah, she wasn't even on anybody's radar before this big Saturday Night Live thing.
To be honest, yesterday we were discussing this. I had seen this on Saturday Night Live, but it was late in the show. I didn't realize it was the second song, and
right.
I didn't know that the second song was, in fact, the first song, which
yes,
I guess is a
right.
hit record. I didn't know any of that.
Now, I'd like to broach something. I don't know if anyone's brought this up. Any chance she screwed this up on purpose so everyone talks about her?
That has been considered. However, given her method of spin on this, I'd have to say no.
No way.
Not
yeah.
bright enough to pull
no,
that
no,
off?
No, right.
no, not bright enough. And the handlers wouldn't leave her with something like that.
Now, the way, well, first off, here she is last night on NBC when she's on this dumb, you
know, Radio Music Award.
Radio Music Award show. See, what she did last night was she came out, the band started one song, and then she said, wrong song. She turned around like, oh, hey.
Right.
Just kidding, everybody.
Yeah, trying to make it like it was really not a mistake.
So I've seen her on TRL, I've seen her on Access Hollywood, and I have seen her on the Today Show. Here's what I can determine. First, I have a problem that I have the time to be able to watch.
Okay. Number one.
All of these shows.
Right.
Second. First, when this happened, and I've got all of this documented, she originally blamed the band for playing the wrong song, which was the first part of this.
Right.
Then it was, well, not the whole band, just the drummer. The drummer pushed the wrong button. Then the story became acid reflux.
Yes.
And that she has acid reflux disease.
When did that surface?
Well, this Mike... Now, hear me out on this.
I'm just trying to catch up.
I'm giving you all of the information on this. That now, the story changes again, where she says it's acid reflux, and because it's acid reflux, and this is documented on whatever her dumb website is that she has this, she felt that she couldn't go out and sing. So her dad said to her, listen, I know you've never done this before, and you would never think of doing it, but just this one time... Go out and lip sync. So, what she's done thus far is to say that... Oh, and also, you should know this, in an interview with Lucky Magazine.
Lucky!
Just last month. You know, thank goodness... And my wife, incidentally, should be the publisher of this magazine.
Right?
Of Lucky Magazine.
Lucky, on the cover again.
Here we go. Quote, I'm totally against lip syncing, and I'm offended by it. I'm going to let my real talent show, not just stand there and dance around. Personally, I would never lip sync. It's just not me.
She said that in Lucky Magazine?
Yes, she did.
Never seen ever.
Now then, about her dad telling her to do this. I was so upset, but because I've never done it before. I promise I've never lip synced before. My voice wasn't strong enough. I couldn't even speak. My dad said to go out and do it. And then
blame your band and her dad.
And then this. It's the drummer. He's a good friend of mine. He really is a good friend, my drummer. But I didn't know what to do. I froze. My drummer hit the wrong button. But he's really a good friend of mine.
Mm-hmm.
Now, these are all quotes that I myself wrote down that I saw this girl say on TV.
Right, right.
And I agree that she's not worth whatever lint is underneath my left big toe.
Right.
However, this has become a story, and I have this question. The last part is, you should know, when she performed that thing last night in Las Vegas, she did perform in Las Vegas after she consulted with Wayne Newton's doctor.
Oh, smart.
Now,
and I just wanted to kill her.
Here is how they treated, according to Ashley Simpson, how they treated her so she could get on stage last night. Acid reflux, which, as you know, is like heartburn. Times 1,000.
I have it.
Well, I have it.
They gave her a cortisone shot in her lower back. What I would like to know...
That's what I do.
From any doctor out there, and I mean, really, none of you fake doctors, but a real doctor.
Well, you might think this is quackery.
I know, Dr. Wayne.
It's not quackery. What it is the cortisone goes through the back, seeps its way up into the stomach, and then into your esophagus, calming the acid reflux. The beating.
Here's the thing.
Beating that this girl is taking.
Have you ever heard of anybody with acid reflux? And you see the ads on TV all the time for the pills. How come nobody just says go to the doctor and get a shot in your back?
I'm not sure. I understand, though, after she got the shot, she was also asked to pitch the third game of the World Series.
So if in fact somebody, okay, perfect example, whatever they shot into Curt Schilling?
Mark Cain.
Understood.
I've got them all.
The guy's got his leg falling apart, his ankles falling apart. I understand. Is there a doctor out there who can tell us why you would get a cortisone shot in the back because you have acid reflux?
We'd love to hear.
The only thing more powerful than cortisone is something I call love. a place called the heart.
I would. I'd like to get to the bottom of this because it's so funny that this girl as
you
I
don't track with the magic of cortisone.
As I watch her on all of the various television shows, it's obvious that she's like a political candidate. She's been prepped on what to say.
Yep.
She says, "I promise I never did this before."
I have a question.
Yeah.
Why are you stalking this lovely young lady? Who's simply out to make a name for herself in the music business.
May I ask you a question, Dr. Wayne?
Yes.
Why did you want to kill your brother?
He beat me up. And I studied martial arts for one reason.
Why that?
I wanted to kill my brother.
I know it's going to be scary.
Very scary.
It is.
The Arabians and my guinea hens use cortisone at Shenandoah.
Wow. Oh,
Casa de Shenandoah.
Your Arabians, your horses.
Am I guinea hens that I raised?
Now, listen, I see we're getting a lot of people calling who have acid reflux.
Yes.
Congratulations. Virtually everybody does.
True.
And this is another one of those things that I imagine, up until 5 years ago, it was called heartburn.
Right.
You know, and people dealt with it. I know now they give you the spiel that it can, you know, ruin your vocal cords.
Well, it does. It does. I've actually been treated for it myself. That's the truth. I lost my voice and I went there and I said, hey, what is the deal? And they said, it's acid reflux. That's the reason a lot of people lose their voice. Are you looking at me like you don't believe me?
No, here's the thing, Mike. Sure, I believe you and I believe that you believe what you're saying. My question is,
I was told that by a medical doctor.
And I'm sure you were.
You know, you can beat me up on this all you want. You're belittling this.
Hold on.
I battled with type of reflux after eating Dean Martin's pasta recipes.
All right, let's take it off the topic of acid reflux.
Uh-huh.
10 years ago, how did people get by without Xanax?
This is true.
Okay, uh-huh. 15 years ago, how did people get by without Valium?
Yeah, and like 1000 BC, how did they get by without booze?
Right, well, you know, they took it out on whoever, what, Wayne?
I just can't stop thinking.
About what?
About my dear, sweet guinea hens.
Oh, wasn't that scary? Huh?
Have you tried one?
No, they give me reflux.
If you care about your guinea hens, why would you ask me if I've tried one? That would indicate I'd be eating one.
I raise them for food.
Ah.
I raise the guinea hens for food.
Tasty.
They're not just pets, but they're pets to me. Until, of course, I chop their heads off.
What about the horses?
And raise them for food. The Arabians are all my true loves. I love them. I love. Love from a place called the heart.
Mm-hmm.
I've sat upon the eggs.
This is really going to be scary. I'm not kidding you this time.
I'm known at Casa de Shenandoah to go down to where the guinea hens live.
Yep.
And warm the eggs myself.
Oh, dear.
You sit on the egg.
In my spacesuit.
That's a nice way.
Thank you, Don.
But still, you're not a doctor.
Hi to everybody in Vegas.
And you're not able to speak about Ashley Simpson because you're not a doctor.
I'm not, but I could play one on TV.
And you also, now, do you suffer from acid reflux?
Everything. Everything digestively that a man can suffer.
Oh, my.
I have suffered. But I've never missed a show due to acid reflux, either at the Sands or the Hilton.
And also, if in fact this girl was sick, how come she just didn't go to Lorne Michaels, who just can't get enough publicity these days,
mm-hmm.
and just say, hey, you know what, my voice really gave out here. I'm not going to be able to cover the second song.
Right.
You know, and Saturday Night Live.
Well, obviously she couldn't cover the first song either because she lip-sunk the first song.
Well, that you know, that's alleged now because right. no one knows for sure she's going to say. Oh, and the other thing that this girl was saying on TV that was just rubbing me the wrong way was she looked right into the camera. She's real good at this when she was being interviewed by Katie Couric, who I believe will be running in the next Kentucky Derby. She has such horse legs.
You hate those legs.
I mean, she's an attractive woman and all, but Jesus Christ, the legs on that woman.
Can I just say, beat those ladies up all you want. I'm talking, of course, about Couric and Simpson.
I know it's going to be scary.
Ashley and Katie. But please, don't beat up that third lady.
Who's that?
The love of my life I call show business.
Uh-huh. So,
show business, my lady.
So she looks right into the camera, this Ashley Simpson, this morning. And Katie Couric's throwing her the softball questions. And she looks right into the camera and she says,
And besides, I don't think that all the people in the music industry want me to say everybody that does it. Everybody that was on that show last night in Las Vegas, she looked right in the camera. All of your favorite singing stars do this. So on one hand, she's saying, I've never done it.
Yeah.
On one hand, she's saying, it's because I had acid reflux.
She doesn't seem to be
and she says it's
managed real well.
Because of the drummer. And then she says, finally, last word on the topic, everybody does it. You'd be surprised how many other people do it.
Man.
What does that have to do with acid reflux?
Deflection.
I've had Count Floyd out to a concert in Shenandoah for Halloween hijinks and cider.
Oh, wasn't that scary? Huh?
Nutty. Nutty, nutty.
So, I don't know why, you know, I should let this go.
Well, she seems to be saying 20 different things.
I should let this go.
No.
But then there's also her dad, who is Shock, her manager,
right,
who she's also ratted out as saying, well, my dad told me to go out.
Her father, Homer.
Here is here's the quote from her dad. Just like any artist in America, Ashley has a backing track that pushes so you don't have to hear her croak through a song on television.
Right.
Every artist in this business has had vocal problems. Celine Dion on down. So you do what you gotta do. Mm-hmm. And now listen, I'm no fan of the praying mantis Celine Dion.
Mm-hmm.
But I gotta think, if she had something wrong with her throat, she would step out and she would go, oh, I am so sorry that I cannot do this show for you.
Bonjour.
But tomorrow night I will come back and I promise I will do all of the. I will bend like a grasshopper for you. I will pose with naked babies for you. Everything that you like that I do, I do. So don't say that to me. Don't say that to me, Mr. Simpson.
Don't let him get away with it.
What, Wayne?
What if she opened her delicate mouth to sing? And out comes the sweet chirp of a guinea hen.
This is really going to be scary. I'm not kidding you this time.
It would be scary.
I do love my guinea hens.
Anyway, that's Ashley Simpson.
I just don't love your guinea hen.
I couldn't pick one of her songs out of, even now, that it's playing.
Do you
like,
think this will enhance her career?
Has the possibility. And the only thing that made me think for a second that, like Rob said, it could have been something that was brought on is that Katie Couric or Nancy Yodel or one of these ladies said to her, have you talked to Jessica about this?
No.
She, again, right in the camera, said, yeah, and Jess is a good sister. And Jess said, don't worry about it. And she kept bobbing her head back and like she's happy. Said, don't worry about it. Just go out and be the person that you've always been.
Did they ask her why she hasn't had a nose job like her sister? And why didn't she get the nose fixed like
her
sister?
I tell you what, though. Being on TV at 7:30 in the morning, how old is Ashley Simpson?
16?
16? 17? 16? I want to tell you, she wearing a grown-up woman's bra.
Oh, really?
For being on TV at 7:30 in the morning?
You know, the more I hear about it, though, it smacks of, like, that Chicken of the Sea thing, which her sister turned into just such hay.
Yeah, and you're right. That's when she really got put on the map when she did that.
Yeah. But she also said she did not want to be Milli Vanilli'd.
Right.
I just don't want to be Milli Vanilli'd.
Too late.
That's not what I'm about. That's not what I'm about. No, with my drummer with my acid reflux.
Don't you think that family's gotten way too much attention?
Wouldn't you think? How can you get acid reflux when you throw up three meals a day?
I know.
I assume that.
That's how.
I assume that about all of these young girls that come in front of us and strip on MTV. I assume that they're all putting the big feather down their throat.
Well, if you want to do some sleuthing,
I
suggest check the enamel on her teeth.
Uh-huh.
If the enamel is still on her teeth, you're wrong, Don Geronimo.
I know it's going to be scary.
Salute to you, Count Floyd.
Count Floyd. All right, so that's it about Ashley Simpson. And we'll have a Nancy Yodel. Nancy Odell.
Yes.
From Accent Hollywood today. See, today's a good day to have her, because that's what she'll talk about. That's what she does on her show.
Yeah, she'll be getting probably an exclusive soon.
And I think that even with the election and everything just a week away,
right.
I just want to applaud America that I think that Ashley Simpson is going to bring us together, no matter whether you like Bush or no matter whether you like Kerry.
Mm-hmm.
I think right now we're all united. We all hate Ashley Simpson.
Yes.
Just except
one country.
Except maybe the kids.
No red, no blue. Just.
And screw the kids. Black. And from what I understand, from the time that I spent today on AshleySimpson.net,
and wow. Now you're scaring us.
Well, I wanted to find out.
Here, wait a minute. Hold on a second. Now, I know you research everything, and you like to stay up on today's current headlines.
That's correct.
But that Ashley Simpson
Dot net.
No,
that seems to be going a little. That seems to be doing a little extra credit duty there.
No, here's where
you got to shine to her.
No.
You mentioned
no,
the adult bra.
No, I do not. Not in the least. And first off, as somebody mentioned, she needs a nose job.
Uh-huh. Yes, I did.
She's way short up here, and I'm pointing. Her sister, just my guess, is a Rhodes Scholar.
You think her sister's brighter?
Yeah. Well, her sister, I think, it's an act.
Yeah.
With her, I just think she's dumb white trash, the next one that was brought along. So anyway, they had this thing on NBC. They said, here's why I went there. At least here's my cover story. Why I went there.
Uh-huh.
Katie Couric said, there's been a lot of things written on your official fan site from your fans who are not pleased with you. So I think, well, okay, I go up.
Yeah, find out the dirt.
.net, right? Got the thing, all the stuff. And I see the greatest, meanest stuff.
Oh.
Like, hey, you, there was, I can't even say now, a word that starts with C, that ends with K, that is not cluck.
Really?
But anyway, that whatever this is, she enjoys doing something with it.
Ends with C, ends with K.
Mike, are you familiar with the great Fox program, the OC?
Yeah.
Okay. See if you can put the clues together.
Okay. Right, what would they call her, though?
C? Yeah. Well, no, they said she liked to do something.
Oh, okay.
With that, and then said she was a whore.
Oh,
and then
okay.
Also said...
So it was two words.
And also said, why don't you go back to your blonde hair? Nobody believes the fact that you're dyeing your hair.
Right.
And then lots of vile names. And then another awful
word. Some people very upset with her.
Another awful word that includes the letters C, N, and T, and the word is not can't.
Wow.
Okay? If you get... If you
That's junior, horrible.
If you junior detectives out there get what I'm saying.
This is on a fan site?
This is on a fan site.
It's so cruel.
Must be very bad on the anti-site.
Yeah, you don't want to see that.
Anyway,
why do people even care about her?
This is the thing, though.
Why do people care about her? Who cares?
Right? Nobody cares, but it's the lead story. And you know why? Because we need some release as a country.
Yeah.
We've got all of this election crap right now. Who doesn't hate Ashley Simpson? And like me, I hate her. I couldn't pick the girl's record out if it was in front of me.
Well, I think she's saddled with the fact that everybody...
And I shouldn't say I hate her. I don't hate her. She's,
no, just in a fun way.
She's nothing. She's today's whatever...
Thing to hate.
Britney Spears was. Yeah, she's the item... She's the hate du jour today.
That's right. That's it.
The hate du jour.
Like the great Roy Horn. Nobody liked her but the public.
Oh, wasn't that scary? Huh?
Amen.
Anyway.
Hey, but she's been saddled with being the, you know, the wannabe, because her sister's the big star.
And, you know, you got to wonder about the daddy down there. The daddy that got Jessica Simpson going and then got this girl going. I didn't know she had a show on MTV.
Wow.
Did you know that? She had some, like, reality show about how she wanted to be a rock star. Like,
yeah, I remember that. Yep.
Well, I didn't. Anyway, that's Ashlee Simpson.
Right.
Fascinated by her, I am.
Well, you think she'll last... Or do you think this is her 15 minutes right now?
She's done. And also, no doctors called in. Really, if any doctors out there can tell us, if you could verify to me that getting a cortisone shot in the back...
That, I've never heard anything...
Or tell us why you wouldn't.
...would help with acid reflux. Let me know, because again, that's from Ashlee Simpson herself and her official press release.
Right.
And because she's such a trooper.
To plump them up, we inject the guinea hens. Occasionally.
I know it's going to be scary.
Count Floyd.
Anyway, okay, now that's done.
Yes.
Now that Ashlee Simpson is done. So many things to discuss. Oh, God damn, we're almost out of time. We never got yesterday to why Buzz is an arse. Buzz is an ass.
I was called an awful name.
Yes, Buzz.
Seven or eight letters.
Buzz was called an a-hole. And Buzz, why were you, you know, I'm sorry we didn't get back to this yesterday. Why were you called this name yesterday?
Because it's sad and funny when people get upset, you know, extremely upset for no particular reason.
Like, for instance, if you're in a crowd of people and someone yelled at, I guarantee that both Mike, Rob, and I would turn around.
Yes.
Even if we had done nothing, we answer to it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, someone screams it out, you turn around. Now,
well, we don't just turn around. We go, President.
Buzz is not.
I sort of did that.
Buzz is not the type of guy who, first off, gets called that name.
No, unless he's in traffic. Well, I mean, Beth Ann can testify to the fact, you know, I mean, really, I mean, with all the accolades that this man gets, and this man who never gets beaten up, we should point out the fact that, you know, this man's quite a hot-tempered individual in traffic.
God,
he's a hothead.
Yeah, watch out.
Mm-hmm.
I'm dangerous.
So I'm listening.
Dangerous.
I'm very attentive here. I want to hear what happens.
So I went to Staples. I bought an office chair. It was a lovely chair.
Hey,
it was, yes.
You have a real pretty shirt on today.
Thank you. It's pretty sharp, don't you think? Very hetero, I thought.
It's sharp. Yeah, you're much more hetero.
Oh, wasn't that scary?
Much more hetero than yesterday.
So I bought this office chair, and they told me it was the one that was on display. When I got it home, I got it halfway out of the box. It turned out to be not the one I wanted.
How much did he charge you for it?
For the chair?
Jim J. Bullock, for the shirt.
Oh, it was a gift. Thank you. So I had to take the chair, put the chair back in the box, and take it back to the store. And
so you're annoyed right there.
You're
coming to a quick boil right there.
Oh, my God, I'm about to explode. And I call the store first, and so they're expecting me. So I pull right up, and I do something I never do. When I bought the chair, I parked way out in the parking lot.
Pulled down your pants?
Carried the box. You don't want to really hear this story, do you? I carried the large box, the heavy chair, out to the car. So coming back, they knew I was coming. I knew it would be quick. I thought, I'll do something I never do. I'll park in front of the store.
I want to hear the story so much. This is like the fifth time I've heard it. Just the first time it's being broadcast in this public forum.
I left the car there. I ran inside. I put down the bad box, picked up the good box, signed a piece of paper, and was headed out the door when an older man stuck his head in the front door and said, "Hey, whoever parked the Volkswagen in front of the door, you got a lot of damn nerve." And then he turned and walked out. So I was finished. I picked up my box and carried outside. By this time, the guy had driven down the lane a bit and turned his car at a slight angle so he could lean out of the window and yell at me something.
Oh, so you were in his space.
See, he wanted to drop park in front of the door.
Did he have an elderly woman with him?
He was alone, and I didn't make out entirely what he yelled at me. It may have been something like he had something heavy also, or words to that effect. What really stood out to me and to the women and children on the sidewalk who had perhaps just come from church.
This is why he's so buzzed. The women and children
was screaming at me in the presence of all these other people of various ages and genders. That word, that nasty seven-letter word.
Oh my!
That I'm not sure I truly deserved, but. I found it amusing, because I figured he was the guy who went off for no particular reason, and so I'm okay.
Did he kick his butt?
No, there's no need for
that. What is it with this time of year?
Do people get angry? Why are people
so angry? I've noticed more road rage this time of year than I've ever seen. I mean, it just seems to be a weird time.
Now, the fifth time I've heard that story, I'm glad we heard it on the radio. Mm-hmm. Buzz, on behalf of people, though, who do go into places,
right.
Really... You were parked, like, right in front of the door, right?
Well, I mean, not in front of the door. There was, of course, a wide sidewalk, and then there was still plenty of lane. And, by the way, there were not many cars in the parking lot, so it's not like they were crazy busy.
It's a Staples. It's huge. Somebody, there's plenty of space.
Somebody could have parked either in front of me or behind me, and they would have been at the door, too, and there would have been plenty of room for all of us.
There's an easy fix here, is Buzz. Next time, don't forget your handicap sticker.
I know it's going to be scary. Anyway, Buzz, you're no a-hole.
No, thank you.
You're no a-hole.
I didn't think so, but
I've done it.
I appreciate that affirmation.
I've parked in front of the store.
I try not to do it.
Don't let the guy get you down.
No.
You fire one right back at him next time. You fire one right. And if there's
not
women and children, just give him the old double pumper. Hold up the middle finger twice.
I pull there in front of the grocery store and park and get out and lock the car and walk in and finish my grocery shopping for the week. The big grocery shopping, and then go back and load my stuff.
You are kidding.
And if somebody gives me like a hairy eyeball, I kind of twitch. I look back at them and just go, yeah.
You got to pack.
Let's get your car. Pack the car. They run away.
You know what's great is that if you really would do that,
mm-hmm.
you really could get through almost any line.
Anything.
You could get through anything.
Any situation.
Just like start going, the car, hey. Go away. You know, and then he'd be pumped. Oh, sorry. Pack the car. Hey, buddy, what are you doing? Pack up the car. Come wait for me. You know? Why not?
God,
I
want to
see that.
I'd love it. Anyway, Buzz A-hole no more.
Thank you. I appreciate the
action. Let's take that away.
Yeah, that's right, Rob. I leave the motor running with a brick on the accelerator.
And finally, we need Johnny Norman to come in here because it is fantasy football.
No, we don't.
Fantasy football week number 7.
Oh, boy.
And I should mention,
We'll have Rich Eisen on Friday for our NFL segment. Rich works on the NFL Total Access on the NFL Network. Rich will be brought to us by Tower Records at Tower.com. No one has a bigger selection of the music and movies that you love. I would like to point out for those who criticized us for dragging poor damsel in distress, Beth McBride, into this fantasy football thing, and after she cried like the woman she is about paying the very reasonable join-up fee, we all pitched in to pay for her.
To subsidize the ass-kicking.
And how does she thank us?
Mm-hmm.
Whipping everybody in sight.
Yeah.
Really? She won the money this week?
She's the big money winner this week.
You want last week's update since we didn't get one from last week?
Let's just fly through this week. Give
all right, this
who,
week.
Who did who and what the standings are?
Hey. Well, Joe got off the schneid with a win. He beat me 99-58. Mike ran up against Buzz, lost 88-96.
Jeez.
Don
Dubs, can I just say, Dubs, I'm totally putting this in your hands. I'd like to see some better results.
Okay.
All right, that's all. That's my message to Dubs. Even though he's done a great job and I have had absolutely nothing to do with my fantasy team, I don't even know what players I have.
Oh, okay.
But, you know, I am involved.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, speaking of which, you owe me $10.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah. That's what I do. I pay for the transaction.
Oh, wasn't that scary?
Huh? Let me pick up this week. It's a career. All right, I'm sorry, I'm a little bitter.
That's all right.
Yeah. All right, go ahead.
And Bart continued his winning ways. He took down Don 100-93. And in the game of the week,
damn straight.
Beth Ann 133 over Rob 106.
And that means Beth Ann is the money winner. Yeah. Now, John, as we head into week 8, current standings, please.
Current standings in the short division. Don standing at 4-3 after a 2-week losing streak. Mike at 3-4. Rob at 2-5. And Joe breaks into the winning column with 1-6. In the long division, Bart, like I said, just mowing us all down. He's 7-0.
Amazing.
Beth Ann at 4-3. Myself at 4-3. And Buzz at 3-4.
Ouch.
All right. Thank you, Johnny.
Thanks, John.
And whenever we get DonandMikeWebsite.com up and running, which I've been told now should be, I know I said October, but, you know. Yeah, 2 weeks. We'll have to think up. That's where we'll have all the fantasy stuff where you can see our lineups and everything else.
Could I pass a word of encouragement to the great Steve McNair?
Sure.
Who I picked up, I believe, in the second round.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to say that he only had 2 more yards passing than me, and I don't even play in the NFL. So fix your damn sternum. Thank you.
Everybody's a little hot.
Sure. Yeah, this time of year, apparently.
Imagine this. The person with the best record in the league is my son, so I'm happy for him. I mean, he's got the killer lineup. He's got Donovan. He's got T.O. Oh, and did I see a funny sign last night? Whatever show I was watching, NFL show.
About Terrell Owens?
Yeah, did you see the ones in the end zone that said T.O.S.B.O.? And, you know, there was something about him being a homo that he went and ripped down.
Yeah, I saw the highlights where he did that.
End zone.
That was fantastic.
I hadn't seen that on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
I get this call from my kid today. Hi, Dad. What's happening? I go, hey, nothing. What's happening, my man? Nothing. So, did you see the fantasy football?
I said, yeah.
Congratulations. He said, I'm 7-0. I said, congratulations. He said, you're 4-3. I said, I know. He said, I beat you. I said, we had this conversation yesterday, Sunday. We had this conversation. I said, this is like the Pulp Fiction talk that we had on the radio. Don't you remember this? And finally I got to why he was calling. He is so positive, my son is, that all of us are morons, and that he's got the lineup, no matter what happens, that he's going to go undefeated.
Right.
So he said his plan is, what he's going to start doing as soon as he wins one or two more games, is to contact people in the league to say, for instance, Buzz,
yeah.
Hi, it's Bart here from Clemson.
Uh-huh.
Say, you really need a win this week. I would be glad to take Donovan McNabb and Terrell Owens out of my lineup this week only if you would be so kind as to pay me $20.
Oh, God.
And I said to him, I said, no, you can't do that.
No, that's not coaching.
You can't do that. And I said,
so he's feeling pretty happy.
Yeah, I said, that's really awful. Why don't you just wait until, you know, week 13 when I play you again?
Right.
And then if anybody has to pay, let it be a father-son thing. But, but no, I'm kidding. No, of course not. But
he's got a juggernaut. No. He does.
No, and God damn.
Who's he playing next week?
Who cares?
It doesn't matter.
He's beaten everybody already.
Right.
He's beaten all of the other teams already, and I think the last thing we should do here is get a statement from the surprise team of the season.
Yes. Incredible. Well, how many times have you won the money? Is this your first?
Yeah, but I mean, I really don't win any money
because
it's kind of a wash.
How can it be a wash being as everybody that works here on the show paid for your entry fees?
Why is it a wash, John Norman?
Not everybody. You guys paid, and there was still, actually, with her win today, she's even. She's got us all. She's all paid up.
Yeah, but I gave 20,
what?
Right?
Wait, we were the only ones that contributed?
And Buzz?
Don, Mike, and Buzz.
Don, Mike, and Buzz. How much more does she need? 40 more bucks?
No, it's all done. With her win today, she won $60 today. She's in. She's finished.
Yeah, I think she'll be fine now on her own.
Plus, well, I mean, minus the 60 she owes us.
Right, exactly. We'll get that paid off when she wins a couple more.
I hope she wins again.
Yeah.
So Beth Ann, what do you attribute your incredible success in our fantasy league to?
Dumb luck.
It works.
Who's your best player?
I think Peyton Manning.
Peyton Manning.
Thank you. I think Peyton.
Who's your running back?
I have no clue.
Oh, come on.
I don't know who my running back is.
Who goes to and fixes your lineup for you?
I do.
You
well,
do.
Well, if you do, you should know who your running backs are.
But I just look at the little letters, and I know I need to have I try to have two running backs.
So you need you know you need an RB? Is that
right? That's how I look at it.
Did you just say two WRs? Keep in mind, she's kicking a lot of ass.
Yes, she is.
You want to just find two WRs.
Well, you know what it is? It actually backs up my theory about fantasy anyway. That's what fantasy is. It's dumb luck.
You know, she actually uses...
I disagree, Mike.
Mark disagrees.
Yeah.
Beth Ann uses the same coaching method that Steve Spurrier did, is that you need to have two WRs and two RBs.
Take a knee.
You see, my K had the week off.
Your kicker?
So I had, I had to go find another K.
My K had the week off. Okay. Congratulations.
Thank you.
And I know that you've beaten me and you've beaten Mike. Who else have you beaten on the show? You beat Buzz?
Buzz beat me.
She beat me. As a matter of fact, I had the second most points in the league this week.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Rob wanted that money.
That's how it goes.
I wanted it so bad.
Yeah. Just think about the money you're getting with that hair.
Yeah.
Congratulations, BA, on your victory.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay. Ringing congratulations.
See you later.
I'll put my K's and my W's and all whatever.
Good work.
Okay, thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Very good.
You know what's great? She's not making that up.
No.
I know I got to have two WRs. Who's your quarterback? Peyton Manning.
I think.
Well, he's my QB.
Yeah. Who's your RBs? I don't know.
Don't know.
I don't know. When we come back, we start our political coverage.
Ah.
Really serious political coverage. We'll come right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Can I have everybody's attention, please? Now, keep in mind, this is a Christmas party. I want you to enjoy yourselves, but I'm going to be coming around with the Ikigami and getting some Christmas messages from you, that kind of thing. So enjoy yourselves, and the whole thing will be kind of a video record, and it'll be available on cassette, any format. And just for a simple honorarium, you'll be able to get it. Hey, take a look. Here comes Tex and Ed DeBoyle. Hey, Tex, that rhythm ace isn't for sale tonight, is it? Gary Don, how are you doing, Gary?
Listen, Gary, why don't you get yourself a Steadicam? This thing here wobbles.
Well, those things are too expensive, Tex. I couldn't afford one of those. And, of course, Ebenezer Scrooge Caballero would never cop one up, that's for sure.
Yeah, the fact now. Well, let me tell you something a little fun. You just take a look yonder over that tree there. You'll find a Crestmark GERLY. Come on with
that. Is that for me?
Yeah, I'll get you over there.
Well, that is fantastic. Hey, somebody take the camera off me. I want to get a shot of me and Tex and the press. Can you get a three shot? Widen out, Tex. This is too much. This is fantastic. Should I just open it up?
Look at this thing.
It's a Steadicam. I'm so excited. Tex, thank you very much.
Yeah.
Look at this shot. Look at how solid this one is. Uh-oh. A little adjustment here to these gyroscopes. There we go. That's more like it. Who put this here?
The Don and Mike Show.
That's crazy. Jerry Todd.
They whore it like bitches.
Yeah.
Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Jerry Todd.
I know that we're way too much into the FDTV right now. But
hey, you know, once in a while we get on our little kicks, right?
We do.
Yeah.
Scared kids?
Scary, huh? That was scary, huh?
Here we go with real-time political stuff.
Wow. Is that our political music?
That's right.
Breaking news. Don and Mike Show.
Decision 2004.
It's not really breaking news, but I think we said if people would pay attention.
Sounds right.
Now, there's a lot of different theories about who's going to win the election and why.
Yes.
In this election report, one of the things, I've actually got the whole thing about the Redskins. Somebody called about that.
Yes.
When the Redskins win on whatever day before the election.
We touched on that yesterday.
Yeah, we've got the whole story. But even more than that, Mike, we're going to go to the heartland now.
Oh, good.
Go to the heartland and talk to the guys at BuySeasons.com, your internet specialty retailer. These guys sell Halloween masks.
Uh-huh.
And for the last 24 years, they have correctly predicted the winner of the presidential election.
Wow. Based on Halloween masks.
Yes. And now let's welcome, I don't have their names now, guys.
Hello.
Or Guy.
It's just one guy.
Hi, Guy.
Enter and sign in, please. What's your name?
My name is Dan Haight.
All right, Dan.
Hi, Dan.
Nice to meet you, Dan.
Yeah, nice to meet you guys.
BuySeasons.com.
Uh-huh.
So 24 years, I don't know how many elections, was that like six elections?
Six elections.
Last six elections, you guys have nailed it based on mask sales.
What is your formula for mask sales? How does it work?
It's a very unscientific poll. It's as simple as whichever mask outsells the other will win the election.
And are you ready to call the election now?
We are not. I mean, we're going
what?
The wire.
Are you telling me that you're selling, it's neck and neck like all the polls?
No. It's a little bit wider than that. George W. Bush right now has an 8-point lead.
Right.
But, you know, we have almost a week left, and these things are selling fast and furious.
Now, is the price the same for the Bush mask and the Kerry mask?
Yeah, we're selling them both for $17.99 at buycostumes.com.
Okay, there's the... Okay.
Now, see. You see what he's doing?
Yeah, of course he is.
Yeah, I mean, who can blame him?
But, dude, I promise we'll read your internet address. You'll get a lot of hits today. But what we'd really like to know is, what's your prediction based on the information that you've received thus far?
The information I've received thus far would indicate that George W. will win the election.
Now, with the results that you have,
that's the insight we give you on the Don and Mike Show. That's right.
So
breaking news.
Hey, guys, so we've looked at this thing in a breakdown state by state, and it looks like on an electoral college level, George W. is going to win there as well.
Is there any evidence of fraudulent purchases, or has anybody been kept from purchasing a mask during this campaign?
I will tell you that we've had troubles keeping these things in stock. And as of right now, we have a temporary out of stock on George W., so we're a little worried we might have a hanging chad situation on our hands.
Wow.
Now, if you go to buyseasons.com, this information would not be there, but can you tell us nationwide your biggest sellers for both Kerry and Bush? Which states? Do you know?
Well, I'll tell you, Washington, D.C. has clearly been the biggest state.
Washington's not a state, but...
Well, the district.
I understand.
The district for which candidate?
Has been in favor of George W., but it's been close.
Well,
all right, so keep in mind, this is official breaking news. This is a poll that you won't hear anywhere else, the mask poll.
I'm curious about how it was back with the Bush-Gore election. What was your biggest seller back then?
It was George W. back then as well. But lo and behold, he won in a landslide on our prediction here, and we all know that that was a very tight race.
That's interesting.
Does the Kerry mask have the bolts coming out of the neck? and do you confuse a Frankenstein or Herman Munster mask with the John Kerry mask?
Well, I've heard some people refer to the John Kerry mask as lurch.
As lurch.
Huh.
Well, if you counted both the John Kerry masks and the Frankenstein masks, do you think that would put Kerry over the top?
I think it would.
Uh-huh. There you go. So the Frankenstein
so many vote, factors.
The Frankenstein vote may put him over the top.
It might. Yeah.
All right.
A particular monster that George Bush resembles that would be close.
maybe the Flash. not a monster, but a superhero.
A superhero. Oh.
Do you sell a mask of Mrs. John Edwards?
We do not.
Oh.
You're missing the boat there.
That's a shame.
It would take a lot of rubber.
Do you have any, you know, you can help. Do you have any leftover John Candy masks? I mean, you put a wig on that baby.
Put a little black hair on it.
We don't, but we have several Al Gore masks we could spare.
Really? Al Gore masks? So you still have those lying around?
Well, who would want the Al Gore for Halloween?
Yeah.
I resent that.
We also have Howard Dean, who is about to go into our bargain bin.
Yeah. I would imagine so. All right. Well, the name of the business is BuySeasons.com, the Internet specialty retailer. They sell great Halloween masks. And you heard it here. And our breaking news, a very unscientific poll, but I figure if you do it with the music like Fox does, you come on to the important breaking news. Winner has been determined by an 8-point margin. George Bush.
There it is.
Wow. All right. Thanks for being on the show.
For so many people are undecided about what mask they'll wear this Halloween.
But yeah, technically he did say it's not over until Halloween.
That's right.
So, but he did go on record as predicting the outcome.
The prediction.
But Dom, we in the other camp are going to stand by and we're going to support our candidate and wait till the very end.
Well, Mike, I'm on your side.
That's right, I forgot.
All three of us
will be waiting till the end and seeing it. All four of us.
Wow.
Really?
And
welcome,
Rob.
You've decided.
Rob?
I thought you were undecided.
I was for a while, but
all right.
I decided.
So all right.
You're kidding me.
No, believe
this is unprecedented. This is the biggest Republican we have in our midst.
No.
Just to cancel out Carrie's vote.
This is huge.
your wife, Carrie.
Yeah.
That's right. She's actually, I think Carrie is still... She could go either way.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, that's big. Don, that's more breaking news that we have here.
Yes,
with Rob Spiewak has thrown his hat into the carry ring.
Is this guy still on the phone? Hello?
He's gone. This is really going to be scary. I'm not kidding you this time.
Right. There you go. That would be a Don and Mike show exclusive.
Wow.
I got to imagine that around the country tomorrow, other radio stations would be trying to call that guy.
Mm-hmm.
Can we get the same information? Nope. Too late.
We have it here.
Exclusive. Great breaking news. Now, as far as the Redskins things go,
yes,
there is every 4 years there's talk that the Redskins predict the winner of... Oh, thank you, Rob.
Yes.
Yeah. And now, the best team that money can buy. Welcome to FedEx Field, home of long lines, $8 hot dogs, and obstructed view seats. Daniel M. Snyder presents another heartbreaking loss. See you next week, suckers.
Good luck getting out of the parking lot.
Oh, I am going to be hated this weekend at FedEx Field. I'm wearing every piece of Packer clothing that I have. I am going to be one of those guys.
You got guts.
That wears the other clothes. They're my team.
That's going to be interesting, though, that you're bringing it all out, right?
Yep, everything. I'm going to wear that leather jacket you got me. I'm going to wear the Bart Starr jersey underneath that. I'm going to wear the
Packer. You'd be wearing a cheesehead
thing underneath that. Mike, the cheesehead is not my bag.
All right. Just
not
checking.
Not a cheesehead guy.
Okay. You going to be cooking up some brats in the parking lot?
No.
You going to go for the whole Packer experience?
Okay.
Turn this off for a second.
I'll tell you what I'm really going to do.
What I do every week.
All right. I'm going to wear the clothes and stuff. Go in the stadium. I'm going to get down on the field. I'm going to go up in the suite, eat a bunch of free food, then sit at my
chair. Hunker down and stay for the game.
And watch the game. That's really what I'm
doing. And leave in third quarter?
Negative.
Will you stay for the whole thing?
Guaranteed.
Okay. Even if it's a blowout?
Guaranteed. Well, Mike, if it's a blowout, there's only one way it's going to be a blowout.
Right.
And that's with the Packers winning.
Okay.
So, yeah, no problem.
Well, you're Yankee-esque in that way, with that confidence. That's interesting. You predict a blowout for the Packers?
Yes, I do.
You do. What is the Packers' record currently?
Three and five.
So they're not having one of their juggernaut seasons, but you think they'll blow out the Redskins?
Oh, yeah.
I think the line is Packers by 2.5.
I think so, yeah. For the Redskins playing at home. Yeah.
The Packers.
Be a good day for all of us in green and gold. There'll be a lot of us in green and gold at that stadium.
Well, I know this is exciting. The last time was when you were a little kid.
Yes, and thank you for remembering that I told you that off the air. That's right. It was 14, the last time the Packers played in D.C. Now, here's the deal with the Redskins.
This is my deal here, Wade.
The Redskins are 2-4 and in last place. However, for the game this weekend against the Packers, here's the deal. The Redskins' last home game before the election has provided the winner. They've predicted it the week before every single time since 1936.
Wow.
This is now 15 elections in a row, and here is the format of how they do it.
Okay.
If the Redskins lose their last home game before the election, meaning if the Redskins lose to the Packers at FedEx on Sunday, that means Bush loses.
Okay.
When the Redskins lose the last home game before the election, the incumbent loses. When the Redskins win, the incumbent gets to keep his job.
Okay.
So that's exactly how this works.
So you'll have a lot of Bush supporters out there rooting for the Redskins.
Yeah. Right. I don't think
anybody's really going to be paying attention to that.
They're not going to think of that serious.
But I am.
But when this comes up in conversation, as it will, when this comes up.
I'll be
up,
thinking about it. Yeah. I'm thinking about that mask thing right now.
Yes, sir.
I think I'm detecting from a lot of people. You know, they talk about pre-election anxiety. Mm-hmm. I'm starting to feel that around the country. I really am. Mm-hmm.
So what was this? Rob wanted me to ask that guy who didn't see this. Do you like the movie Mask with Cher? That's funny. I wish you would have seen it. The guy that when we had the mask guy on the phone.
Mm-hmm.
So the easiest way to remember this is it's Redskins and Packers this weekend. Mm-hmm. If the Packers win, that means that Bush loses.
Right.
If the Redskins win, that means that Kerry wins.
Loses.
And
loses.
How does it work if the Red loses. Sox win the World Series?
That's not a factor, Mike, because the Red Sox are
what
not.
What do you mean it's not a factor?
They're not involved in Washington, D.C.
Well, how come they're not involved?
Because they're not, although at one time I know they weren't.
Why not? That is the sign of the apocalypse.
Every time that the Red Sox win in the 21st century, we go to monarchy.
Hello there. Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, you think the NFL will put a fix in for Bush and rigging the referees and stuff?
My friend, you could buy off every referee. And I'm telling you, the green and gold cheese machine flies into sterile X Field on Sunday and kills that freaking team. It pains me to say that because I like Joe Gibbs. I live in D.C. I'm a Redskins fan.
Right.
However, the power of the Packers is coming to this town this weekend.
Really?
And if I had enough alcohol, I would even paint my face.
Oh, please.
I'll get you the alcohol.
Can you paint your face on Friday?
No. I'm not going to paint my face on Friday. Maybe if they win.
A man can ask.
They win.
I ask you for things all the time.
If they win, I'll paint my face, maybe. What the hell?
Can you play this song sometime for me?
When they win the World Series.
Oh.
Of course, Dirty Water.
Good luck before.
Dirty Water, Boston, you're my home. Hey, I'll play it as a rejoiner when we come back.
Thank you, Don.
Yeah. Goodness sake.
You're a pal. You know things. You know what 20 years together does? He knows the things that really matter to me.
Does that make you happy?
Of course.
Rob dubbed that onto a CD for me, and I wanted to hear that, so that's cool.
Dirty Water. Boston, you're my home.
And I mean, I'm not a very good fan because I hear that song every time they win, and I had to come in here and ask these guys what the song was because I hear that.
How could some guy disagree with me about the Red Sox? What did I say about the Red Sox?
What did you say about the Red Sox?
I have no idea. Why do people like just picking at scabs? Justin?
Hello. Yeah, I heard a report on the sports station that says any time that the presidential candidate has a home team baseball.
Hey, dude, hold on a second. If this is going to be a joke.
No, it's not.
It sounds like he's serious.
Yeah.
Anytime a presidential candidate has a home team baseball team.
Yeah, has a home state baseball team in the World Series. They don't even have to win it. In the World Series since 1930, that candidate has actually won.
Oh, okay. I see what you're saying. You're talking about John Kerry being from Massachusetts.
Right. And the last one was Ronald Reagan when San Diego went to the World Series.
Yeah, but Ronald Reagan had three teams, right? If you count the whole state.
Yeah, right. Yeah, see, that's really not.
It's like having more electoral votes.
But that's when San Diego went to the World Series.
I don't know how to tell you this, but you're just so wrong about it. I mean, you're right, but you're so wrong. You're missing the point of this. That the point of this is that, why you always got to pick on my scabs? Why can't just one time I say something on this goddamn show without somebody calling going, well, you know, actually to be, you know, if you're really, hey, pound sand.
Point of order, Mr. Speaker.
Jesus.
A point of order.
Just enjoy.
Yeah, just enjoy.
But you know what would happen?
Just enjoy.
If the Redskins won, or do we have to even think about that? It's not going to happen.
I guarantee it, Mike.
You're going to guarantee a victory.
Guarantee it. Right. Gotcha. Hello, Justin.
Hey, Don. I wanted to see if you'd be interested in wearing your cheese bra like the guys did last week.
No, I want to tell you, Justin, that's why I laughed when I saw Joe put your call up. This is the most humiliating, ridiculous thing. It's one thing to have a guy at a football game with his shirt off.
Right.
And he's got the big chunky cheese on his head. And, well, he's painted himself, whatever. The new thing for guys to wear are cheese bras.
God, with real cheese?
Well, no, with the fake cheese.
Oh,
like
the fake cheese, like the styrofoam?
Like Cheesehead.
Okay.
They had a shot last week of the Packers game, about eight of these guys, and they were saying on TV, this is the hottest item in the state of Wisconsin right now.
Of course.
That everybody's trying to get.
Cheese bras. So the cups are actually wedges of cheese?
Yeah, they are. And, of course, it's big, fat guys, you know, like wearing a hula skirt.
That actually helps them.
The guy's got the big hat. And what I got to get me is one of those big Pope hats that has Vince Lombardi's face on it.
Have you ever analyzed what it is with these certain fans in the NFL that not only take their shirts off, but also are involved in the cross-dressing, which seems to be... I mean, we started it here in Washington, D.C. with the Hoggettes, and they've turned this into a cottage industry,
but
now you got guys wearing hula skirts. What is the cross-dressing thing?
Well, I think at least in the case of the Hogs, it had something to do with, at least with the original Hogs, with their sexuality.
Yes,
but after the Hogs... I think we all know that.
Grandpa.
That the original the original Hogs were all gay for each other. That's why they wore the dresses.
I found that out the hard way.
But you see a lot of that cross-dressing also at WNBA games.
Yep.
The women dressed as men.
Interesting.
Hello, Paul. Don and Mike Show. Hello, Paul.
Hey, good afternoon, Colin.
Hi there. Hey, hi there.
Hey, question about that football, the home team.
Hey,
set.
Question about your telephone. Are you on a speakerphone or in a big room that sounds very echoey?
I'm in a very large room right now. I'm going to cut my mouth. I hope this sounds better. But anyway, what happened?
Can you smell your own breath?
I unfortunately can.
Really? Oh, unfortunately, what do you have for lunch today?
I just had coffee and all that.
That's
all.
So. Sour stomach.
Hey, guys, what happened in the year
coffee?
That no incumbent was run? Like Nixon, Kennedy, and I don't know. I'm too young to remember most of them. There were like three
interesting
races.
Interesting. That's right. That's a good question.
I don't know. What about when there wasn't an incumbent? I don't know.
That's a good question.
Then it would be the incumbent.
I don't know if...
It would be the incumbent's party.
The incumbent's party.
The incumbent's party.
Okay, I'll accept that. I was just wondering if there was really anything documented.
There's not. I just want to say something to you. Paul, we've just met. Mm-hmm. I think it is great that you have a rooting interest in sports.
Mm-hmm.
I really do. I think that shows you're a well-rounded person.
Are you indicating by your speech here that you believe Paul's speech pattern is a tad womanly?
I wouldn't say womanly, Mike. I'd say very masculine.
Very masculine.
Very masculine.
Hey, Mike, am I going to see you at the high heel race this afternoon down at 17th Street?
Oh, okay. You were right on with me.
Hello. Never.
No, you won't see me there.
Don't question the gaydar. Don't question it.
But it's not because I don't want to be there. If I could, if I didn't have a previous commitment. Yeah.
Right. Okay.
Anyway, you're dreaming.
Why'd you pick on me? I was sitting here. I wasn't doing anything.
I know, on the phone, I can't tell who's talking.
Get some food.
All right, be a deer and go to your race.
All right, guys. Hey, have a good afternoon, and thanks a lot, man. You guys make my afternoons all the time.
Thank you. Owen, hold on a
minute. Bye, pal.
I got a greeting for you. Hold on.
Hi. This is Fabio, wishing you a very happy Halloween.
There you go. That's just for you.
Isn't there some promo or something, some NFL thing with Fabio in
there
it?
There is for ESPN, I think.
Fabio's in the bleachers, and they got Robert Loggia, who's up there, and it's Fabio.
He's pretty good, isn't
he? That's great.
Got to break here. Be right back, everybody.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
And this voice said, Zool. And then I slammed the refrigerator door and I left. That was 2 days ago, and I haven't been back to my apartment.
Generally, you don't see that kind of behavior in a major appliance.
The Don and Mike Show. You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-65-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Right.
Oh, shut up. The other one
get
there.
It, man, and
there.
Get with the countdown. Take this square world and blast off for Kicksburg.
Right. They will touch you in the place called the heart. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Right on. This might get the Red Sox tonight.
Yeah.
Trip to Cancun, Mexico. A beautiful one-week all-inclusive trip. We'll give it away from HBO's Family Bonds. Mm-hmm. HBO's Family Bonds Sunday night on Home Box Office. Give away that trip later today in the show.
Good.
Okay, now, here's a segment called Huckster or Genius.
Very good.
Guy's name is Charlie Schaefer. Or is it Schaefer, as in Schaefer? What is it?
Like Schaefer.
Like Schaefer. All right.
Charlie Schaefer?
Charlie Schaefer.
Charlie Schaefer.
So, he's the guy that shot Gene Roddenberry's ashes up into space. Get a load of this. Come on. Dear Don, fitting blah blah blah. Fitting tribute for explorers, pioneers, entrepreneurs, aerospace professionals, all who have an interest in space exploration. Our memorial space flights are easy to arrange and very affordable. Arrangements can be made directly with Space Services, or we can work with the funeral provider of your choice. Our next launch is scheduled to occur later this year at a Falcon 1 launch vehicle from Vandenberg Air Force Base, California.
Right.
And of course, it goes on. The tradition of honoring loved ones with post-cremation memorial space flights.
Yes. So, and it's just a portion. I was reading this thing. It's just a portion of the ashes. So
yeah.
It's not like you can send Grandma in her, you know, all of her ashes. It's they call it like a symbolic amount.
What they do, I believe, and that's why this is, you know, huckster or
genius.
Or genius.
A symbolic portion.
What I imagine they did when they did this with Gene Roddenberry, the guy that made up Star Trek, was they really flew up into space and somehow, like, you know, let the vase go, the urn go, with all of his stuff. I think with everybody else, they're like filling up a shot glass, maybe at best. That would be my guess. That maybe
going to be my number one question for this guy is how much goes up there.
That maybe you would get a shot glass of your ashes.
I think probably less.
Going up into space, yeah, but would it be less? Because think about it, Mike.
Thimble.
Volume, volume, volume.
Yeah, I'm thinking like a thimble size.
Right. You're talking about you've cremated people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, God rest their souls,
mm-hmm.
but you've cremated them. For goodness sakes, you just take a teaspoon full of the ashes.
It's symbolic, which means to me any portion whatsoever.
Mm-hmm.
And I would be curious to know, they're obviously wanting to jam this rocket full of as many ashes as they can.
Mm-hmm. And ashes have got to be something that you could push down and you can compress and you can get.
Right. Oh, you can get probably 70 people in something as big as your fist.
Well, do you think you're mixing the ashes?
No, I don't think there's mixing.
Well, I hope not.
Well, how would, you know,
when they get John,
how would you know?
Isn't it typical of you? Don't mix the ashes.
It's always about that with me. Keep them separate but equal.
Sure.
I would imagine that they probably, now here's how I imagine they do it.
Uh-huh.
You know when you go to Wendy's, and I'll give Wendy's credit, that back in the day, they were the first, when you would go to their fixins bar, Wendy would have the ketchup, you push the thing and it came out. They would give you these little plastic containers.
Right. Paper cups originally.
Enough, but even past the paper cups, something just deep enough to hold enough ketchup for one order of fries.
Yeah, and even that I think might be being generous. I'm not sure.
Okay.
You know, I'll be curious to see how he stores these symbolic remains.
Before we call Charlie Schaefer, and again, we're not saying he's a huckster. It's either huckster or genius.
Right.
Charlie Schaefer, would anybody like, and I don't know the answer on this, would you like to guess at the cost? I think we should all.
I'd like to make
Rob, do you know the cost?
I think I do. So I need to excuse myself.
All right, then I'm going to guess. Gee, for one person, I'm going to guess $1,000. Mike,
I'm going to say half that.
$500. Buzz,
I'm going to say $5,000.
$5,000.
Yeah.
All right, let's call this guy if he's ready.
Well, the fuel costs alone will kill you.
Exactly.
With these rising fuel prices, and I wonder if you spend more money, do you get more of Grandma? You know?
And can you decide which portion of your ashes?
Well, you can't. Once they cook you,
how would you know?
You don't even know. It's just
Charlie Schaefer speaking.
Hey, Charlie Schaefer. It's the Don and Mike Radio Show. How are you?
I'm great. How are you guys doing?
Charlie, is it Schaefer or Schaefer?
Schaefer.
Schaefer. I think Schaefer lips. Charlie Schaefer. Let's see. The website is spaceservicesinc.com. You got famous. I'm just telling the boys here. You got famous from sending Gene Roddenberry's ashes up into space.
Gene Roddenberry and Timothy Leary.
Oh, Dr. Timothy Leary.
So we're looking at the at the stuff that you were nice enough to send along, and we had some questions. The biggest question that we had would be exactly how much of a loved one.
Yeah, you mentioned the symbolic portion of the
ashes. Go into space.
What exactly does that entail?
A very small amount. Space travel is very expensive, and as cremation has increased in this country, the notion of doing a memorial with a small
Mr.
amount.
Mr. Chaper, I hate to interrupt you, but you said a very small amount. I'm just curious about how much.
1 to 7 grams, depending upon what the customer chooses.
One to seven grams.
For those of us, sadly,
1 gram.
Sadly, years ago, I would have been able to answer this immediately.
Yes.
Now I must ask, could you please do it in teaspoons? How many teaspoons?
Teaspoons, but I can tell you 1 gram is the contents of a sweet and low package.
Okay, all right, that's perfect. All right,
so you get about seven of those?
That's the symbolic portion, a sweet and low.
Let me say that's... Seven?
1 to 7, Don. I think it depends on if you get seven,
right. Okay.
It depends
you,
on the price.
If you want to bust the bank. Okay, so you would... Rob, would you please go get seven equals or sweet and lows?
Yeah.
And if not, just ask Jay Dubs if he's got 7 grams on him.
oh, God.
So how much, let's say that we wanted to go for the 7 sweet and low pack.
Now, that's the maximum that you can get, Mr. Chaffer?
That's really our maximum offering.
You can't technically, if you want, send all of Grandma up into space.
Well, you could, but it would be so expensive that people just don't choose that. I mean, we'd be happy to do that, but it would be like $150,000.
Oh!
Oh, wow. We're all going to lose at this game. All right, then, tell us the cheapest... Oh, hi. Here is John Norman.
Yes, John.
2 fingers across the bottom of a sandwich bag is about 7 grams.
Okay. All right. Very good. Huh. Thank you.
No
you
one
know,
eats.
Mr. Chaper, for some reason, a lot of people around the radio station seem to know these measurements. I'm not sure where they get that from.
Well, I think we're all children of the 60s and
70s. Some of us the 80s.
Yes, that's right.
And if this had been 20 years ago, I would have been first to buzz in with the answer.
I've never seen more people come running into the studio with information for us.
So let's see. Rather than go, because it's so expensive, for the 7 sweet and low packs, let's say you love somebody, you want to send their ashes into space, you only want to buy 1 sweet and low pack, the smallest that you offer. What is the cost?
$1,000.
$1,000, and you are the winner, Don Geronimo.
Winner!
I picked it. $1,000.
$1,000, you get to send that much of your loved one into space.
We've got a bunch of sweet low in front of us now.
Now, and let me ask you, because I know you're the Mr. Space, you love the whole thing. How do you feel about the symbolic nature of knowing that, that money, I mean, which is, yes, it's expensive, but I mean, it's the cost of a nice television.
How much would it be?
Well, not a really nice television.
How much would it be if you just flew the ship up with just like a big hefty bag full of my ashes?
Well, that a big hefty bag would be the...
You wouldn't fill it.
I mean, you wouldn't fill it.
But there's no weight in space. But, I mean, I know I wouldn't fool
you
it, but...
You just said $150,000.
But what I'm saying... So that's the top. What I'm saying is, for instance, if I wanted to buy every seat on an airplane, how much would it cost? So to buy out the entire
ship.
Probably
not even that. He's saying if you wanted to bring the full amount of ashes, which is the amount of, like, a Glad freezer bag, a big storage bag, that's how
about
big it would be.
About 5 to 7 pounds.
Uh-huh. About 5 to 7 pounds. That'd be 150 grand?
Yeah.
Wow. And how many full-size bags, like full people, full cremations, would you be able to fit on one of your rockets?
Well, it's really pretty much, it's unlimited. The launch vehicles have a capacity of several tons.
Are you selling a lot of these?
Yeah, actually, we've sold in 22 countries and have sold to people all over the world and have got a lot of people who just think that this is a lot better than any other alternative and have wanted to go to space their whole lives, and this is a great way to make a statement at the end of their life.
Do a lot of people pay the full amount for getting the entire amount of a cremated relative sent into space?
Haven't had a single one take that.
Haven't sent
it. What do you got, Robbie?
At risk of bringing back the thoughts of the go-go 80s, this is 7 grams of NutraSweet on a CD right here to give you an idea of what 7 grams looks like.
And that's the... And really, it's 1 gram is what most people opt for.
But that's more than I thought it would be.
Is that what most people
actually
opt for, Charlie?
To date, most people have selected the 7.
Well, let me ask you...
Oh, the 7. Oh, wow.
Excuse me.
So that'd be 7,000. Would it be one?
I'm going to do a Woody Allen now. Okay?
Not on the board.
No. Annie Hall.
Not on the board.
No.
Not on the board.
Well, because it'll get inside. And
yeah, and then the equipment won't work good.
This stuff right here. That's the best Annie Hall. I don't even like Annie Hall.
How are you doing, Charlie?
Listen.
Charlie's visiting our world very briefly here. Are you having fun?
Absolutely.
Okay, very good.
Charlie, I guess what I was going to ask is, when is the next flight?
January 26th of next year.
And the average person, I understand this thing about 7 Sweet-A-Low packs is the max you can take. The average person, when you cremate them, how much is left?
5 to 7 pounds.
5 to 7 pounds.
I guess you had already answered
that. Takes a very little way.
It's 5 to 7 pounds.
So basically people are going to go with the 1 to 7, and the 1 gram would be $1,000, 7 would be $7,000.
Actually, 7 is $5,300.
7 is $5,300, so if you wanted to send 7.
Rate.
And, you know, I'm thinking, I'd go, if I was going to do something like this, I'd opt for the 1 gram, because, I mean, if it's not the full amount of your relative,
right. What's
the point?
And Charlie...
It is a symbolic mission.
Right. No offense, but... do you have any assurance you could give me that, you know, you wouldn't get like 500 feet in the air and just roll down the window and just go, hey, see ya, suckers.
Yeah.
You know, hey, enjoy outer space, ass. You know, it's nice having your $7,000, dumbass.
Yeah, well, it's a good question, but once you're on the rocket, you're going.
Uh-huh.
We go as what's called a secondary payload. We ride along, so we kind of got to go where they go, and they have a real strong incentive to get to orbit. So,
what's the primary payload?
It's been, on this flight, it'll be a communication satellite. We've had
scientific
satellites, earth-imaging satellites.
If somebody pays for this, if they pay the $1,000 to get their relative on there, do they actually get to go down and see their ashes being put on the rocket?
Really cool. They come out, they see the launch, they get together with families. We have like 200-300 people from all over the world come, and, you know, when you're standing there and watching that thing going and knowing that you're some part of that mission, it's a unique feeling.
Okay, now, Charlie, last question.
Yes, sir.
Let me pick up the phone. I guess it is personally. Hold on.
Oh. Donna somehow has some personal business to take care of.
How much? Hey, Charlie, you're not on the air right now. I've been married to the same beautiful woman for 23 years. I love her very much. How much would you charge me, not to kill her, just to strap her to the rocket? You don't do that? I would cash in. I would cash in all of my Leg Mason. I could come up with 150 G's. I'm serious. Hold on, please. Okay. Thank you.
He's going to answer the question on the air.
No, he's giving me that salesman double talk. He's giving me that talk, saying you could go somewhere else. We don't handle that type of stuff. I understand what you're saying.
You don't actually shoot live human beings into space, Charlie.
No, we're not in that business.
No, the code is that I didn't add enough zeros to the end of that.
Anything's for sale.
You add one or two more zeros.
Right. Would you want her on the outside or the inside of the rocket?
We want her right on the nose. Right on the nose. I love her so.
Charlie, what happens to the ashes? Do they drift back to Earth, or do they clump up in weightlessness? What happens?
Well, they stay orbiting anywhere from a few years to a few hundred years, depending upon the altitude of the satellite. And then the laws of gravity being what they are, they re-enter, and they burn up like a shooting star.
Wow. Okay. All right.
Good for you. I guess a huckster. I wouldn't say you're a huckster.
I think this segment.
Are you a huckster or a genius? I wouldn't say you're a genius. I'd say you're a guy you're going to be sending these rockets into space with the satellites. You figured out a way to make a few bucks and to prey on those folks who have just recently lost people that are very close to them.
Have you sent any loved ones into space, Charlie?
I've had some friends go, but you gotta imagine, look at the alternatives, and we're the coolest.
Yeah, you're right about that.
That is true.
You're the coolest. Well, I just hope you can sleep at night, mister.
I think you can.
I don't got no problem.
Charlie, it's been very nice having you on the show. The name of this guy's website is spaceservicesinc.com.
If you're planning on losing a relative anytime in the near future, you know, you go there and keep your fingers crossed, Rob, and then you shoot them into space. Very cool, Charlie.
Thanks for being on the show.
Thanks. My pleasure.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
But next flight's in January.
I don't think he knew how to handle us.
No, I don't think
so. I don't think so at the end there.
He's all right.
You know, I thought he'd be laughing, Rita strapped to the top of the rocket.
Oh, God, and I would pay for that.
I was unhinging my jaw.
Why would I pay for that?
But I'll give him credit. Most people that deal in the business of death don't use the phrase cool. Right, I give him some credit for saying this is a cool way to go.
He's not, if you actually see the symbolic portion and you can take it and put it on the rocket and then watch it, it's just a ceremony. I mean, it'd be fun if you have the money.
There's a part of me, and we got to break here, but there's a part of me that thinks he's just one cousin removed from those ads. You can name a star after somebody.
And I think you're absolutely right.
You know, and what about the whole
fine sponsor?
What about the whole Richard Branson thing that he's selling spots on his rocket ship that's going to allow you to go up into space for 10 minutes or something like that?
Space equals carny.
Correct. There's no space.
That's really good.
I think we all know that.
I mean, I saw that movie with Jim Carrey.
I seen it. Right.
Like a big dome stadium.
I seen it. No, I'm referring to the movie Capricorn 1.
Oh, yes. And then when they faked everything.
The great O.J. Simpson with the great Jim Brolin.
Yes, trust no one.
We will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Don't tell me they're just like letting the audience just f***ing stand out there like that. Oh, my God. Okay.
Brittany, not Ashley.
Seriously. This is retarded.
Brittany.
They told me they were going to do a vamp.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no. What are they doing?
I don't know, honey.
Let me see. Oh, my Panthers are sure my group. I thought they were going to...
I know.
Well, I'm just not going to just stand out there. I thought they were going
to
bam.
Talk to your daddy.
Okay. Oh. Okay, thanks. You retarded. The Don and Mike
Show. Tell me, honey.
Crazy in the head and crazy in the bed. Don and Mike.
Now is the time for... Nancy Yodel from Accent Hollywood.
Yes.
Today would certainly be the day that Nancy Yodel would be able to talk about the hottest story, which is Ashley Simpson.
Right.
I'll even turn off my favorite record of all time.
Oh, no.
Steam, Na Na Hey Hey. Great intro.
Yeah,
we play it every day. It's my good luck song. Mm-hmm. I'll even, because I'm the type of guy that has a blind faith in people, I'll play the Access Hollywood theme.
Wonderful.
That's brave. While we wait for Nancy Yodel.
Okay.
Are you thinking that if you play the theme, she's going to call?
That's what I'm thinking.
You'll hear it psychically.
And I'm not going to call Beth Ann now to ask if Nancy Yodel is calling, because if I called Beth Ann, that's the line that Nancy Yodel would be calling on.
Right. Even though it's fun to call Beth Ann. Always.
I'll tell you this. Access Hollywood is on every night at 7:30 here in D.C. on Channel 4, and check your listings around the country.
Oh, she's on every night at my house.
This is really going to be scary. I'm not kidding you this time.
That was scary, huh?
Right, yeah. You know, okay, what can I say?
Access to a cell phone.
There you go.
Now, the cell phone to call us.
Now, to be totally honest, we were 2 minutes and 40 seconds past the original agreed-on time.
Uh-huh. Could there have been a phone call at the agreed-upon time, and then a hang-up, and then a wait?
Don't know.
Don't know. Where is she?
Don't know.
Gone.
Don't know.
When's she calling? Don't know.
Beth Ann, why don't you come on in here?
TV people are very important. More important than us.
Oh, certainly more important than radio.
Very busy.
Oh, we've always been. Beth Ann McBride? Where are you, darling?
Good, kids.
Come on in. Come on in, Beth Ann.
Oh, wasn't that scary? Huh? Here comes
it's
surrogate for Beth Ann and covered with barbecue sauce.
I love it when you lick your fingers, Joe.
Here comes Chicken Man.
What's happening back in the producer's suite?
Beth Ann is on the phone.
Oh, is she on the phone with Nancy Yodel?
I don't know.
All right, thanks, Joe. And what type of barbecue chicken are you enjoying for lunch today?
This is actually Famous Dave's Devil Spit.
Ooh.
Barbecue sauce chicken.
All right.
Thanks.
Go put your hand on the doorknob now.
I just say that like,
my clean hand.
Oh, he just put his clean hand on there.
There is nothing grosser. Oh, is she on the phone now?
That's so.
Good. Make her wait a second. There is nothing grosser than somebody licking their fingers when they're eating.
Yeah. Anyway, did you see the barbecue sauce on his fingers?
I saw the barbecue
and the like sauce. Fragments of chicken on his fingers.
I saw it. And just licking the fingers when you're eating. Mm-hmm. Just please don't do that in front of me.
Which is worse, licking the fingers or licking the knife?
Really? I'd rather see someone licking the knife.
Sure. The knife, because it's a utensil.
Yeah.
Right.
Here is Nancy O'Donnell.
No. Have you been? It's Beth Ann.
Oh, hi, Beth Ann.
I know. He put me on hold so fast. I talked to, apparently they left her, or she was late in New York, and she was supposed to be calling So I talked to her assistant.
Yes.
He was shocked that she had not dialed us yet.
What else happened?
You might want to take that off. It's, I can hear him.
I know. You can deal with it.
What else happened?
Well, he was shocked, and he was going to get in touch with her right away, and then she would be calling any minute now.
Okay, very good. All right, well, I know that I said I would be a good guy and not go on the air with this, but you know, come on. They're killing us here. They're killing us. Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
So you want to talk about Ashley Simpson?
Well, I did, but screw her. I mean, you know.
Ashley Simpson or Nancy?
Yeah, you. Take your choice.
All right. Thank you.
You know, I fortunately am prepared for this segment every day, and I'm ready.
Yeah.
I'm here.
You
I show up on time.
You're here in control now, gentlemen.
I mentioned to Mike, the one thing that I find creepy about watching the Red Sox on TV is retarded Ben Affleck.
Yeah. I can't disagree with you there.
You know, Matt Damon is a Red Sox fan.
Right.
That's cool. Stephen King, that's cool.
I love watching Stephen King.
You know, even those old people that are just waiting to die that they're interviewing the stands, that's okay.
I'm glad that you've come around on that a little bit. I know you were
very,
you were very bitter about that.
Well, you know, they do kind
of... And I didn't tell you this at the time.
They do kind of overdo it.
Yeah, well, yeah. That hurt me when you did that, you know. The whole thing, yeah, it's just... that's my favorite part. Because it's people that are closer to death than I am, perhaps.
So you think.
That, you know, that are, that's the whole thing. That's the whole thing with the Red Sox.
So,
you know, people waiting to go to their grave.
It hurts, listen, here's the Ben Affleck thing. It hurts me. It hurts Mike's cause when the celebrity is Ben Affleck wearing the giant Michelin Man Red Sox jacket and the stupid, you know, knit cap he's got pulled down over his head.
It's not stupid unless Ben Affleck wears it.
Correct.
Right.
Now, he's got a movie out called Saving Christmas, Surviving Christmas.
That's with James Gandolfini.
An awful movie. Now, you got to know this, that Ben Affleck used to be, at least in my mind, before I started disliking him and hating him, used to be okay because he was in a lot of Kevin Smith movies.
Right. Now, will you give me my props on that I've always hated Ben Affleck?
Yes.
From the very beginning.
Yes.
From Wag the Dog when he was part of that screenplay. I still hated Ben Affleck.
I don't think he was in Wag the Dog.
He was part of the, like, he co-wrote it.
Oh, did...
that was a
No, you were talking about Wag the Dog.
Not Wag the Dog. I mean, Good Will Hunting.
Yeah. I hated that movie.
Good Will Hunting, he got the Oscar. I've hated Ben Affleck since then.
Well,
even when they were accepting their Oscar.
You know what that is to me? That movie to me is just like Dead Poets Society with younger, better-looking guys.
But that's when they came onto the national stage, and I said, hey, I like this guy, Matt Damon. I'm not a big fan of Ben Affleck.
And I would always tolerate Ben Affleck, and one of the reasons I did, I would say, you know, he's good making fun of himself in these Kevin Smith movies.
Right.
Well, now I'm reading this about Ben Affleck. Here's the story that Kevin Smith kept up the good company line about Ben Affleck. You know, they made that movie Jersey Girl,
which
was an awful movie.
Terrible.
And Jennifer Lopez had a small part in that. And even at the very end, Kevin Smith kept saying, Ben Affleck's a good guy. It wasn't a problem to have Jennifer Lopez on the set. Mm-hmm. The movie was a big stinker, but it was my fault. Well, here now is Ben Affleck, who just should not be at the Red Sox games.
And can I just, before you say this, it's even going to the games, I don't doubt he's a Boston native, he's a lifelong Red Sox fan, but you know what? You brought J-Lo, now you're bringing your other squeeze, you know, go to a game with the boys once in a while. Come on!
Well, here's what he says about my man, Kevin Smith.
Uh-huh.
Now, I agree with every critic. Jersey Girl sucks ass.
Yeah.
But if you look at Clerks, you look at Jay and Silent Bob, you look at Dogma, which would just, in my world, be one of my all-time top five movies with a message and great performances, you got to say Kevin Smith at least has got it going on, and he's been loyal to Ben Affleck. He's put him in all of his movies, good, bad, or indifferent.
All the way.
Here is what Kevin Smith has to say about my man, Kevin Smith. Are you trying to hold hands with me or what?
No, I'm telling you that's Nancy Little.
Oh. Well, she's late.
Yes.
She's late.
Well, I think we established that. Yeah. I'd like you to finish your story.
So would I.
Well, I mean, we'll finish it, and then we'll go to Nancy O'Dell.
Well, she won't wait. But don't worry. I'm going to go back to my story. This is behind the... You know, PA?
Yeah.
This is the behind-the-scenes crap. If they don't want behind-the-scenes crap, here's the deal. Have the girl call on time. Have her people call on time, I should say. I'm sure it's not Nancy O'Dell. But how long did we wait today?
About 13 minutes.
Okay. Mm. We've moved on.
Okay.
Bye.
All right. So anyway, you were saying about Steve. So what does Ben Affleck say about Steve
Hold on.
Smith?
I'm just watching the light right now.
Yeah.
See how long it takes Ben. It takes Beth Ann to let down Nancy Yodel.
Well, I'm sure she's not going to be let down.
Still talking. I know Nancy Yodel is going to feel like she won the lottery. I don't have to be on that stupid show today.
You think she feels that way?
No, I don't. And I really would like to have Nancy Yodel on.
I know.
But God damn it, those producers from that Access Hollywood, they call our boss, and then my boss calls me and
right.
says, oh, listen, the people with Access Hollywood say, you are making Nancy Yodel wait, and she's too busy to do that. I said, every day we hit the mark. Every day we hit the goddamn
mark. I know, and it's hard to do on this show.
Absolutely.
Because we are constantly adjusting.
So the problem...
We're constantly mutating.
The problem ain't with us. The problem ain't with Nancy Yodel. It's the fact that Nancy Odell's got, like, a Kato Kaelin working for her.
Right.
Who just... And look at this. She's still on the phone.
And they're chatting.
Well, I don't know. They were talking about Kevin Smith. There. And there you go. Conversation over. Okay. That was 54 seconds. I was timing it.
Yeah. Well, we'll report back tomorrow. It's another reason for people to listen.
We'll let you know. Yeah. Although it might go bad because this is one of the things they didn't want me to talk on the air about.
Right.
They didn't want me to say that there's a problem with the timing here.
Well, you know what? It's our show.
Come on, honey.
We can talk about what we...
Access... I shouldn't...
I don't think we're giving away any government secrets.
I shouldn't say honey because I'm not addressing this to Nancy Odell.
Right.
Access Hollywood. Who came to who? You came to us. You came to us because you wanted some publicity. We wanted to have the lady on the show.
Mm-hmm.
That's great. Just get her on.
We've had a good relationship with her.
She's real good.
She's fine.
It's the Nimrods around her. The Nimrods around her.
Always.
Please. Pound sand, Nimrods. Just, I bet if you went to Nancy Odell and said, just call these guys at whatever time every day. Call these guys at 1:45, whatever time it is in California. She could pick up the phone and do it by herself.
Right.
Need some Michael Gelman Nimrod running around going, oh, I don't know, wait a couple more minutes. Smoke them out. Make them wait. Jesus Christ. Got the nerve to send us a list today. You know what they wanted us to ask her about?
Why? Yeah, they wanted to ask about the interview with Laura Bush.
Yeah.
Oh.
That's what they wanted. You know, like who in America, no offense, who in America is not talking about dumb Ashley Simpson today?
That's the story of the day. The lifestyle story of the day.
And it's not Nancy Odell. It's what the dumb Access Hollywood guy did.
Right.
What that guy did was send us a letter saying, okay, you want to make sure things run okay? Here's what we're going to talk about today.
Uh-huh.
Which is why I am theorizing she was late today, because we had the nerve to call Access Hollywood to say, listen, it's great that she got an interview with Laura Bush.
Uh-huh.
Great for you. We'll mention it. But we want to have her talk about Ashley Simpson.
Yeah, entertainment story. Right.
Right. What are we thinking?
Mm-hmm.
What are we thinking?
We're insane.
Keep a secret, my sweet. Nancy, it's not you, it's your handlers.
Mm-hmm.
My sweet.
Well, maybe we'll have her on the show tomorrow.
I bet we don't.
I don't think that's
right. I'd like to.
I do wonder what Laura Bush thinks about Ashley Simpson.
Here is the deal with Kevin Smith. So,
What were you talking about?
Ben Affleck.
Who's he?
He's a moron, a mongoloid who's showing up at Red Sox game.
I hate it when they show him on camera.
Now listen to how he is dissing my man, Kevin Smith.
What's he do? He's your favorite director.
Yes, this is a quote now from Ben Affleck. It's not enough that I went to Vegas to play in Kevin Smith's lame-ass charity poker tournament for the DVD launch of Jersey Girl. It's not enough that I had to go to his effing store where all he's doing is selling more T-shirts of him and his jackass friend, and it's not my fault he's roped an entire generation of idiots into thinking it's worth spending $30 to $50 if the great Kevin Smith signs it. I mean, the whole thing's a complete travesty. He wants me to participate in it, and I won't do it.
Wow.
That's what Ben Affleck said.
Wow.
Pound sand. Ben also lost it when they asked him about his movie.
Isn't Ben Affleck in poker tournaments all the time?
Yes, he is.
I mean, so...
He's a big whore for that.
Is it that much of a real stretch if he's going out to play in a poker tournament?
No, it's not.
Oh.
Also, he was asked questions. He went on this tirade about Kevin Smith when he was doing PR for the movie Surviving Christmas.
Right.
And you mentioned the movie that he made with Matt Damon.
Yes.
Good
Will Hunting.
Right, not Dead Poets Society. He is now, they asked him about the movie Surviving Christmas, and Ben Affleck said that he rewrote and ad-libbed
some of the dialogue in the movie,
mm-hmm.
that he had a different direction than the people making the movie did.
Right. Well, you got to get that half a star when you can get it.
Here's his quote on that. My writing is sacred. Other people's writing is dull. If you had a Tom Stoppard script, you'd just, like, speak the words as they are written precisely. But you, if you have a dog crap script or something like that that's decent but requires fixing, that's what I do. I'm a fixer.
Oh, you are so out of control.
Okay, Ben Affleck.
You are so believing your own press.
Remember, he's losing his mind. I'm telling you now.
Usually in that expression you say you believe your own press, but in his case, he's obviously not reading his press.
He is losing his mind. Have a fight with Kevin Smith. That's okay, dude. But you're lucky Kevin Smith put you in those movies. And who is Tom Stoppard? Is that
not
some famous writer?
Probably some writer, some screenplay guy.
Oh, hold on. Hold on, here it is. He's a well-regarded screenwriter. Thank you, Robbie. Whose credits include Brazil, Empire of the Sun, and Shakespeare in Love.
Huh.
Oh, well, those movies all sucked. I didn't see one of those movies.
Well, then, okay.
So what do you know, Ben?
Brazil was good.
Yeah, it was. Very funny.
I liked it in 66. Herb Albert.
Brazil!
Liza Minnelli. What is she afraid of, Mike?
She is afraid of...
It's an item that you find at parties.
She's afraid of dip.
She's afraid of...
Isn't she afraid of straight men?
She's afraid of piñatas.
She's afraid of balloons.
Ah, oh.
Keep the balloons away!
Liza Minnelli had a birthday party in New York, and she walked into the room and she said, I cannot come in here if there are balloons. Now it's a birthday
so
party.
To speak. Yeah.
Yeah, right.
I think she's been saying that for quite some time.
Some people require them.
We had a video one time with girls.
Yeah. and balloons.
You have to take these balloons away. Apparently what she's scared of the noise when the balloon pops.
Oh, what was that?
And so that's the story.
Give me more amphetamines.
With Liza Minnelli. Mike, do you care about what just happened there? Did I miss something?
No.
Oh, okay. Do you care about any of this? Do you care about...
Nothing had happened, and then I did that because you said that, and it was foolish for me to do that.
Yes.
Here you are, steering the ship, and I'm fooling around
over
here.
And I saw your arms, and I didn't know that.
I'm sorry, I had to do that.
Did I miss something?
No, you didn't miss something.
You moved.
No, I'm not going to say guinea hens again, Rob. I'm not going to say that.
What? All right.
Do I care about what?
Van Halen.
Do I care about Van Halen? As far as they're one of my favorite bands, I would say yes.
Okay, I would put myself in the same category. Mm-hmm. Are you happy that Sammy Hagar has come back to Van Halen?
Beyond happy. I'm delighted.
Then you, like me, will be sad.
Why? What happened?
Because they're breaking up again.
Oh, for God's sakes.
Now.
You know, now I'm beginning...
Hold on.
All right.
Hold on. And we're going to get Sammy Hagar on the show.
Good.
We just sent some people down to Cabo Wabo doing a promotion with Sammy Hagar.
We did indeed.
The reason that Van Halen is imploding.
How many dates have they done? They've done, like, what, 5 dates?
It is weird that it's Sammy saying this. It's because Eddie can't stay off the hooch.
Eddie's getting drunk again?
Eddie is so drunk that he cannot come out and perform on stage.
Oh, man, that's a shame.
It's no secret that Eddie's drinking heavily since the start of the tour. The drinking and his behavior has put a major strain on everybody in Van Halen. Not only Sammy, the other guy, and the other guy who's his brother, who's the drummer, they all think that Eddie's drinking too much, Eddie's partying too much, and Eddie, now, how, if this is not a sign of the apocalypse, I don't know what it is, that Sammy Hagar is saying Van Halen can't stay together because Eddie's drinking too
much. Yeah, but Sammy's drinking thing is, we know, we've been backstage with Sammy Hagar. Sammy does take, he'll take a shot of tequila, but you can tell Sammy is as sober can be when he's going out. And Sammy's a businessman more than anything else.
I think also he's HF. Very high functioning.
But I mean, I know a drunk by, I look at one every morning. But I mean, the fact is, you look at Sammy. Remember we were backstage in Philly and we saw him? And that guy's not partying. I mean, he's not. He's not partying when he's up on stage.
Yeah, high tolerance. He had like 6 or 7 of those, but he can work with it.
6 or 7 what? What?
Of those shots.
He had one.
No, he had at least 2 more. before he went out on stage. He had the one with the group. Then he went on. I remember we were in that little dingy corner room.
Yeah, but, there was, but that, we went backstage and met the girls. And then he gathers everybody around and they all drink a shot.
And then he had a couple swigs from the bottle. I'm not saying. Listen,
I think it's tea.
Listen, whatever. I agree with you. I don't think Sammy.
But Eddie, look at Eddie.
Problem.
All you have to do is look at Eddie in a concert.
Look at Eddie. Okay.
So is this it? They're not going to get back together?
Well, they're breaking up right now. They're imploding as their tour is happening.
That's a shame. So
that's
sad.
The latest.
I could have made Valerie Bertinelli so happy.
I found that out at AshleySimpson.net. We're finding out everything.
That is a shame.
A lady called yesterday. I got time for maybe one feel good. Maybe two.
Okay.
Okay. I gave you two today. First, from Britain, a guy is driving his Honda motorcycle through Blackburn, that's in northwest England, on Friday. He runs out. He runs into traffic. He's on a motorcycle, and he runs into a Volvo.
Mm.
His left foot was cut off
mm-hmm.
in the collision and remained wedged in the Volvo's bumper. And the driver, who had now the guy's foot in the front of his car,
right.
drove away with the guy's foot.
Oh, dear.
He called police.
That'll cut down on the wind resistance.
He called police when he stopped for gas.
Mm-hmm.
He did not realize that he had
struck.
He had hit the man on the motorcycle, and also did not realize that he had been driving for approximately 20 kilometers with the thing sticking out the front of his car. And Mike, it's very much like when Diana or whoever put that big dildo in the front of your car and you didn't realize it.
And people were pointing at him.
The mm-hmm. guy said the whole way down the Autobahn or whatever they drive in England,
right.
people were flashing their lights and honking their horns at him. He was waving at him,
thinking they liked him.
Not knowing he had not only the foot, but the ankle of this guy that he had just clean snapped off.
Well, when you have a foot in your bumper, there's only one thing you can do.
What's that?
Call a tow truck.
That's not bad.
It came from him.
I can't take the writer's credit. Hello.
Wait, that good.
Hey, Frank.
Yeah.
Frank, you were getting a lot of calls now. People saw Eddie on VH1, right?
You know, no, we saw Eddie a week ago here in Portland.
Oh, Van Halen. Wow. I see VH1, I think. I think, of course, video hits one, VH Van Halen.
How did Eddie look?
You know what? He looked drunk, but I'll tell you how I know. A buddy of mine who works at a radio station was backstage and saw him. He wasn't supposed to be back where he was, but he saw Eddie a few minutes before they went on. He couldn't resist going up and saying something to him, and he said he was practically comatose. He wouldn't even respond to what he was saying. He looked like he was hammered. He smelled alcohol on his breath. The wow. dude's out of control.
All right, hold on. Here's
Didn't Eddie, when he was, you know, I thought he was back off, you know, I thought he was off the booze, but when he was on before, wasn't he legendary as far as how much he could consume?
Yeah.
Some amazing, like two-fifths or something like that?
I know. The guy said that he was, come on, Rob, put the other thing in there.
Yeah,
put the click-click in, because the guy said he was hammered.
Click.
Okay. Who's Charlie in the state of Wisconsin? Charlie.
Charlie M.
Charlie?
Yeah, actually it is Charlie M, but I'm in Spokane, and I just saw him last week, too, the Van Halen show.
Yeah?
And Eddie was definitely inebriated on stage, and he had magic marker drawings all over his body, and he couldn't even walk. He was actually drinking shots all night long on stage.
Okay.
Drinking shots on stage.
Thanks for checking in, Charlie. Thank you. See you later. Okay.
So can Eddie not go on unless he's, you know, banged up?
I don't know. Some of the great ones are like that.
Thank you.
That was not.
You know, it's one drink.
Did I ever tell you the guy used to work with at KFI in Los Angeles? I was so young. I was like 21. I didn't even know what kind of booze it was. But whatever kind of booze it was, apparently it might have been gin.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's nasty.
Didn't or it had, was some kind that didn't smell a lot.
Might have been vodka.
Maybe it
vodka
was. Probably. All I know is that the guy had cases of 7-Up in his office.
Uh-huh.
And what he would do during the records was go back to his office, fill it up with about 3/4 of booze, and put a little 7-Up, go back and sit at the console. The guy would, you'd be sitting in the studio talking to me, he'd go, I want to say something, just your friend, take it. But when he would crack the mic, 64 KFI, good afternoon, how are you? The guy really was like an alcoholic all the way.
That's an art.
Mike, I wasn't thinking.
No, but it is an art to be able to do that and to be able to speak clearly.
I was thinking of something else.
You know, because, I mean, all he would have to do is, like, sit there and relax a little bit, and then it would sound something like that.
Finally. Oh, before we play the game,
down.
To give away the trip to my, let me see, my favorite city, my favorite country, Mexico.
Yes. Yeah, all right.
News from Norway.
Oh, Norway.
Norwegian news.
You gotta love this. Mm. Dutch police are now looking for a doctor who has disposed of his wife's remains using acid. What he did was he got a big bathtub. It was made of metal. Mm-hmm. It would not dissolve the acid, and he located enough acid to fill it. And then he said to his wife, "I've made you this bath."
Oh.
And then she got into the bathtub, and pleased to be imagining.
Oh, wasn't that scary?
Huh? She immediately disintegrated, and he left clues all over the house.
Wow.
The cops can't find him.
Oh, man.
That's a feel good.
He decided to dissolve the relationship.
That's right, Buzz. And I don't even have, you know, Robbie, I don't even have time for this one today.
The Japanese one?
It's a good one, though.
Well, tune in tomorrow.
I'll just tell you real fast. So there's a teacher in Japan.
Uh-huh.
This dude is going to take his students out. These are 8th and 9th graders. He's going to take them outside. It's a nighttime class, and they're going to look at the stars. It's an astronomy class.
Okay.
What happens is that they're about to get a typhoon. So he says to his class, "Rather than learn about the stars, tonight we are going to find out how very strong you are and if you are good at mastering fear." So he had the kids in a typhoon run from their classroom to the gymnasium outside during a typhoon.
Uh-oh.
When he got the kids inside the gymnasium, the kids that had signed up for the astronomy class,
right,
he pulled out pictures of victims from atomic bombs. And he held them up and forced these kids who had just run a mile and a half outside in a typhoon, he forced them to look at pictures of people with radiation poisoning.
Wow.
Who had been killed when we dropped the big one.
Mm-hmm.
So, some of these kids went home and complained to their parents. Right?
We
said,
this guy's abusing us.
You won't believe what happened. He admitted he was careless. And the principal says, "We seriously regret the affair. We will try harder next time to have our teachers consider human rights."
Oh, God.
The teacher said, all he did was tell the students, "Walk from the science room to the gymnasium during the typhoon to test your courage." And then they asked him about the patients that he showed, the pictures of the radiation patients. He said, "That was also to teach them to be strong." And then they asked the teacher, "What does this have to do with astronomy?" And he said, "The best part, it was raining." How great. How great.
Oh, you got to love Japan.
So you're going to have a class about astronomy, but then it's raining and it's a typhoon, so you run outside. Oh, my darling. Oh, my darling. Oh, my darling. Grandmother.
And the teacher abused the students. Oh, my darling. Grandmother.
Come to the gymnasium now. Look at these pictures now. Don't you feel bad? Hey, kids.
You are a very bad teacher. Oh, my darling.
Anyway, that's pretty good.
Yeah. Wow.
Pretty good. Guy's got a foot hanging off the front of his Volvo, doesn't know it.
Mm-hmm.
Guy dissolves his wife in acid.
Yep.
Teacher apologizes for showing students photos of A-bomb victims and making them run a mile and a half in a typhoon.
I feel good. Oh, man, makes you proud to be a human being.
What more do you need? I'll tell you what you need. You need a free vacation to Mexico.
Mexico!
Courtesy of HBO and their program, Family Bonds. Meet Barry.
Barry Bonds.
Barry Bonds. Meet the Evangelistas. A real-life family of bounty hunters, not actors, characters. At Sunday nights at 9, 10 Central, only on HBO. So, how are we giving away this beautiful vacation to Cancun, Mexico?
How are we doing it, Don?
It's time for the ladies to call. Ladies, it's been a long time since we've done this.
What My Husband Doesn't Know Won't Hurt Him.
All right.
This is for married ladies only. Ladies in a committed relationship, it's best if you're married.
Yes.
Please, no infidelities.
No.
But anything else is absolutely wide open.
And it does work best if you're, you know, sharing a domicile with the individual that you're going to come clean with.
Really, you know, you got to have the ring on your finger.
Yeah, you got to be eyeballing this man tonight.
To make this happen.
Right.
And girls, let's face it. There's something that old man doesn't know. There's something that you've kept from him all of those years.
Mm-hmm.
And you want to call us now at 877-365-3636. We'll select the very best thing. Then we call the husband and we tell him.
Absolutely. And hopefully he doesn't have any acid around.
And after we get the reaction, either then you're strapped to a ship and you're sent up into space.
Right.
You're covered with acid, or you're forced to look at pictures of the Hiroshima victims, or...
Or you're going to enjoy a Mexican vacation.
Thank you, Mike. So call right now. The game is What My Husband Doesn't Know Won't Hurt Him, which means we'll accept calls only from wives.
Come on, ladies.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Now, what is a wedding? Well, Webster's Dictionary describes a wedding as... the process of removing weeds from one's garden.
The Don and Mike Show.
They mean no disrespect to Orientals. Don and Mike.
Oh, no way, Don. Children, it is raining outside. Now we will go an hour and a half with the typhoon. Now, look at these pictures. Look, now go to your parents.
I will do this to make you strong.
Now go show your auntie, okay?
We will go to see your auntie, okay?
You're number one. Here we go with the HBO trip to Cancun, Mexico. Cancun, Mexico, from HBO's Family Bond.
Very good.
And we have... oh, look at all these wives.
Do we have lots of ladies standing by?
Lines are jammed.
Wonderful.
877-365-3636. Let's start with Jill in Oregon. Jill, hello, Don and Mike Show. Hi, Jill. Jill? Jill? Jill?
Are ye there, Jill?
Yes, hello. How are you guys doing?
Hi, Jill. We're doing great. Thank you for calling. And let's see, are you in Portland, right?
Yes, I am.
Right, 910 Max. That's our station in Portland. And what is it that your husband doesn't know, Jill?
Well, we have a pretty decent sex life. It's pretty good. But what my husband...
I bet he knows that. I mean, those of us that don't certainly do.
Yeah.
I'll tell you that. I'm sorry. Am I speaking aloud again?
Perhaps you said too much. You were thinking out loud.
There I go.
Jill, go ahead.
Silly me.
So what he doesn't know is that sometimes when he's not around, I like to use his periodicals, his magazine sometimes to pleasure myself.
Okay. And what kind of periodicals are we talking about?
Mostly magazines.
I know. Periodicals are magazines.
What magazines in particular? What are the titles of the magazines?
So you'd like me to specify?
Yeah, if possible, Jill.
Sometimes,
like Playboy or something like that.
Yeah. Well, seems like that.
Be more specific. Do you have a?
Are there others?
I mean, let me throw out some titles. Jugs.
We.
No.
Swank.
Yeah.
No.
Gallery.
Chic. Okay. Gallery.
Were you coming up with the same gallery?
We're talking more of the mainstream.
Oh, okay. All right, Playboy and Penthouse.
Barely Legal?
Yeah.
Maxim?
No.
Maxim. You ever used... well, I mean, it's not a porno.
Or no, not exactly.
No. Maxim's just more of a men's.
50 plus?
No, definitely not.
All right, so what your husband doesn't know is that you're taking his pornography...
bumpers?
You're taking his pornography to take care of yourself.
Correct.
Okay, hold on, please, Jill. Hold on.
With us today.
I don't know.
Let's see, Denise.
Hello. Yes.
Denise in California. Hi, Denise.
Hello.
Hi, welcome to the show. Denise, what is it that your husband doesn't know?
Well, my husband stays home every day with our 15-month-old baby, and I have about a two-hour commute to and from work each day. And what he doesn't know is that three or four times a week, my commute gets really boring, and if I'm wearing a button-up shirt, I'll unbutton it all the way so that my entire chestular area is showing.
Yes.
And drive in traffic with those out. And
like without a bra?
No, I usually have a bra. Well, I always have a bra on, but then if I'm wearing a skirt and it's, you know, if I'm feeling particularly antsy, then I kind of, yeah,
So you like to expose your lingerie to other drivers for the thrill of it?
Basically, yeah.
All right, Denise. And say hi to your brother, please, the nephew.
Hold on. Hold on.
Never.
I'm sure you never heard
that. Love this game.
Right. Hello, Ann.
Hi.
Buzz is just ready to move to San Francisco, where that woman lives. Here is Ann in Green Bay.
Hello, Ann.
WNFL. Hi, Ann.
How are you doing?
Hey, we're doing great. What is it your husband doesn't know?
Well, I met him when I was like 39, and we just got married like in March.
Congratulations.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. I didn't really mean it. I just said it because that's what people say.
Great.
Congratulations to you, Ann.
Oh, thank you.
He didn't mean it either. Did you?
We're kidding, of course.
Anyway,
for Ann?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Anyway, Ann.
I hope he's not listening right now, but up until I met him,
yes,
you know that pleasuring yourself thing?
Yeah.
I never
yes.
ever did that. And now he thinks, and then I got laid off for a while, and now I work nights.
Yes.
So,
Ann, would you please get to the point?
Is this dirty secret that you have that you take care of yourself?
Yeah, I know. It's kind of boring.
Oh, you got married. Get out of here.
I mean,
please.
What person doesn't?
Get out of here. Are you talking about during the show or yeah. or after?
In our
show?
Case, both we know is true.
Right. Hello. Don and Mike Show. Teresa.
Yes.
Teresa in Virginia. Hi, Teresa.
Hello, Teresa.
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 What is it that your husband does not know?
Well, I don't even know how to pick one because there's so very many of them.
Oh, good.
Why don't you pick the best one?
You're a good contestant.
Well, there's two. The top one, I think, is probably when I told my husband that the car was stolen, our Pathfinder was stolen when it was found in a mud hole. But the truth was, I got a little snockered and took the car out myself with some friends and kind of went.
It's always good to
mud
include.
Fogging in it and got it stuck in a big old hole.
Always good to include drug driving.
Absolutely. Thank God there were no children in that hole.
Driving, if that's what you want to say, but it wasn't drug driving. It's something else driving.
All right, so you drove the car.
Hold on. What else was it driving? Oh, did you party?
Yeah, I was partying, and I don't party anymore, so that was really off the wall that I did that.
I just wanted to say I loved you on Growing Pains.
this is not Tracy Gold? Tracy Goldschlager.
Oh, okay, I'll have to see them.
No, it's not.
It was really bad because it was really early in the morning, and I had to call my neighbor to come pull me out of the hole, and he couldn't do it. And then he had to actually bring a tractor out there the next day, and my husband worked third shift, so he's like, what happened?
A lot of shipwork involved in this town. So, Teresa, basically you drove the car into a mud hole and you said that it had been stolen.
And you were high.
Yeah, it was stolen and somebody else drove it into a big old mud hole and left it there. And as a result...
You mean you said the thief drove it into a mud hole?
Yes, exactly, and left it there.
When you were high?
High!
Yeah, a little.
So you had to call a friend to come pull you out of the hole.
Yeah.
Come, pull me out of my hole. Come.
Yeah.
Pull me out of the hole. Okay.
He's going to be really PO'd, too, I'm telling you. God, he's going to be mad because he was so furious about
that. All right, you're hurting your cause there. All right, did you eliminate her because of that?
Yes, I did.
Yeah, this is really going to be bad. That usually is a quick way to disqualification.
Michelle, hi, Don and Mike Show. Hi, Michelle.
Hi, Don and Mike, how are you?
Hi, we're doing great. What is it your husband doesn't know, Michelle?
My husband doesn't know that I secretly listen to your show.
Okay, come on. Get out of here. Give us something thicker, please.
Bye-bye.
Karen.
Yes.
Hello,
hi.
Karen.
Don and Mike Show. Hi, Karen. What is it your husband doesn't
What's
know?
What's going on, Karen?
I had gotten a bonus at work, and I told him it was pretty much for half of what I had gotten.
Wait, start again?
Did you say you got a raise at work?
No, I had gotten a cash bonus.
Oh, bonus.
So
you got a bonus at work?
I got money. Uh-huh. So what I did was...
Karen?
Yes.
Your name is Karen, right?
No.
Yes.
She's a doll, she's a queen, she's a gal by the team. Hidden Karen is her name.
Not the real Karen. With my apologies to the real Karen in California.
Karen.
Karen. Anyway, Karen.
So I only told them that I had gotten a certain amount, and I took the rest of the money, and I've been buying myself designer bags and...
purses and
well, you earned the
wallets.
Money, right?
Yeah, and he's, you know, I tell him that they're all knockoffs.
Bad girl.
She goes, Karen, she's nothing to worry about.
She wasn't worthy of a jingle, I'll tell you that.
Karen, here is Carrie. Oh, Carrie Spiewak.
Oh, good.
It's about
hello.
Time.
Hello, Carrie.
Yes, hi.
Hi, honey.
You're not Robbie's Carrie, are you?
I'm not. No, I'm oh, no, I'm not Rob's
woman.
Carrie, no.
Okay, Carrie, what is it that your husband doesn't know?
Okay, he's going to kill me for this, but here goes.
Okay.
My husband does not like to, you know, go south.
Okay, honey, listen, I just have to tell you something. We don't do the same show that we used to do.
Okay.
So you got to be very careful when you're telling this.
Okay.
We understand what you're saying.
What should I use for that?
Well,
then?
You just said it, and you just don't say it again.
Consider it covered.
We know he doesn't like to do that particular thing.
Okay, so basically during the Olympics,
yes,
what I did was my sister would tell me, like, you know, who would win with, you know, like the men's or the women's, the gymnastics.
Yes.
And so we would watch, later on that evening, we would watch it together.
And you would say to him, in the event
say,
of,
yeah. We would make bets on who would win. I'd say, well, you know, if so-and-so wins, you have to.
Right.
You know. So.
Here's all you have. Maybe it's a hygiene issue, honey.
Yeah.
Okay. Here is Laura.
You never reward that, do you?
I do not.
Nice to see you maintain your standards even with the new show.
Hello, Laura.
Hi.
Turn down your radio, please, Laura. What is it you would like to tell us about Mike?
Okay. It's not, it's not as risque, I guess. This is about money.
Yeah. Honey, that radio? Is that radio?
What is turned up in the background?
Please turn it down, for the love of Jesus.
Okay.
Who died
okay.
for your
I'm
sins.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I was driving.
That means the radio is more handy. Right,
I've been married. I've been married almost 14 years.
Uh-huh. Right,
and
poor sucker. I mean, I'm thinking of your husband, of course.
And hey, and when I go to the grocery store every week for shopping and uh-huh. take money,
yeah,
I always fork a little over for myself when I'm basically told specifically. To make sure I stick to the budget.
How
we are
dare
on a-
you? How
oh
dare
my
you?
God.
How dare you? Evil woman.
And now the jig is up.
Oh, man. Somebody's so going good. To Mexico.
Yeah. And I've been,
not you.
And I've been doing it.
Skimming. Age-old practice of skimming.
And she's gone. Here is...
That money should have gone to Twinkies and soda.
Sharon. And I ain't Sharon, Sharon. Hi, Sharon.
Hi, Sharon. Hi.
Hi there. Sharon, what is it that your husband doesn't know about you or about your relationship?
It's not a really big one, but I got a bonus for $1,000, and I kept it on the side for mad money, and I just kind of didn't share it, and that's probably really bad.
Right. Oh, that's sorry, not thick enough. Hello, Karen?
Karan.
Oh, Karan.
Karan.
How
Karan?
Are you?
Karan?
Yes.
Karan?
Like Karan?
No, Karan.
Karan. Rob, don't get the song out. It's not Karen. It's Karan.
It's very close.
No, it's, it starts with a C, not a K.
It always does.
Karan. What is it that your husband doesn't know?
Well, we went on a trip to the Bahamas 1 year, and he doesn't know exactly how much money I left in the Bahamas at the casino.
How much did you spend at the tables?
How much, darling?
About $1,000,
no.
A little more.
Okay, as of right now, I think we've got only two finalists, right?
We have Jill, who, the two finalists we have are simple but effective. We have Jill, who uses her hubby's porno.
That's not bad. Let me make sure she's still there in Portland. Jill, you still there? Hey, Jill?
No.
All right, hold on. We'll come back to you. Hold on. And
we have Denise, who, it's getting hot in here, so take off all your clothes. Seems to like to take her top off and sometimes her skirt when she's commuting.
Hi, Denise.
Hi, guys.
Stay on the line, please, honey.
Okay.
Now, these are both very nice callers, but I'm sure there's somebody out there.
There's got to be something a little better.
Okay. Yeah. So call us at 877-365-3636. We'll wind this up at the next break. You know, all this stuff about the money, and I got some extra money, and my husband doesn't know about the money, and that I was high and I was driving.
Yeah, no more, you know, I go to the grocery store and take an extra $10 for myself.
Come on, please.
You know, we're not going to put you on a plane to Cancun for that.
You know, groundbreaking stuff.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, like, you know, listen, the lady with the porno right now, that's the best we've got.
Yeah, no, you're right about groundbreaking, you know, like an HBO documentary.
Real true and simple, that's right.
that promo?
Groundbreaking. Not much groundbreaking on HBO now. All right, we'll take one more. One more before the break, because they're all loading up. Here is Mary Beth. Mary Beth?
Yes?
What is it your husband doesn't know, darling?
Well, my husband was deployed overseas last fall.
Okay.
And while he was gone, you know, a guy's truck is kind of sacred. I crashed his truck. He doesn't know this.
Right.
The deal is, I give him crap all the time about the way he drives. Well, I was at fault. I got a huge ticket. I did $15,000 in damage, including my truck and the other guy's truck. And the deal is, my husband doesn't know because the body shop did good, but here's the deal. Now he wants to buy a new truck. And I'm kind of freaking out because if we go and we do a trade, they'll run a Carfax and they'll find out. So I've been trying to convince him to sell the truck.
Thanks for supporting your husband while he's been overseas.
Thank you very much. Buy a war bond.
So long, Chubby.
Get off the phone, bitch.
They'll do a Carfax. They will.
I'm kind of freaking out.
You think he was kind of freaking out when he was overseas?
That's right. Okay, we can't get you in trouble. We're going to Mexico.
We got a break. I'm sure we will find the lady we're looking for right after this.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the matter? I'll tell you what's the matter. I go out of my way for you. I do everything to try and make you happy. I feed you, I clean you, I dress you, and what thanks do I get? Oh, you bought the wrong paper, Annie. I can't write on this paper, Annie. Well, I'll get your stupid paper, but you just better start showing me a little more appreciation around here, Mr. Man.
The Don and Mike Show.
Yeah. So that's what we're looking for, okay, girls?
They're not cheap, just thoughtless. Don and Mike.
Thank you.
I mean, it's nice to get all those calls from the ladies. I take a little of the grocery money every week. Oh, my husband doesn't know that I take a couple dollars out of the paycheck. No, we're looking for the husband who's going to flip out when he hears
right.
What the wife doesn't know. As we play for the trip to Cancun, Mexico.
And then be pleasantly surprised with a Mexican vacation.
HBO's Family Bonds, Sunday nights at 10, 9 central, only on Home Box Office. Let's get back to this and see if we can find anybody.
Come on, ladies.
Potential. Let's go to Allie. Allie.
Hey, how are you?
Hi there, Allie.
How are you anyway?
You are on the air, Allie. What is it that your husband doesn't know?
He just retired from the Army. We were in for 12 years, but when he used to make me really mad, he's allergic to broccoli. So I would puree it and put it in food so that when he went in the field, he would have, like, really bad diarrhea and gas the whole time.
Well, now we're talking.
Now, you know, we're finally...
I believe we've just had someone move into the top spot.
But he was mean. I didn't just do this out of nowhere. Occasionally, he deserved it.
Oh, of course. And you know what?
Of course.
That's how you know it's really true, when you get the little justification there.
They called him... Behind his back, his lieutenants called him Diarrhea Don.
Oh, my. And he has no idea?
He doesn't even know they called him that.
Wow,
they used to make fun of him.
And you're still happily married to him, Allie?
Yes.
What I love is the fact that you would puree it. So you would sneak it into his food.
What would you like? What would the process be? What would you put it in?
It's a Pampered Chef food chopper.
Right. You know, what food would you hide
Frida,
it in?
Frida has the exact same thing. What is the recipe, though, that you would puree the broccoli to put in so he wouldn't notice it?
Anything like spaghetti sauce, clam chowder. It looks like parsley.
Oh my God. And it would be a delayed reaction, so like he'd be a day away from going to the field and you'd
right.
do it the night before?
Right, the night before. And then he'd kind of like be crampy during the night a little bit, but he wouldn't get gassy or anything until the next day.
And he'd know. Did he ever catch? How many times total did you do this,
that's
Allie?
That's a good question.
Over 50, I think.
Oh my God. Did he ever catch on?
He never caught on. He doesn't know. He has no clue.
Hold on a second.
Wow.
You know, you're going right to the top of the list, honey.
Boy. Gotta love the ladies that poison their husbands. Technically, military sabotage.
She's not poisoning to kill him.
No.
We had a woman one time call who actually was grinding pills or something into her husband's
like
food.
A narcotic to make him go to sleep.
That's right. Yeah. Into his ice cream.
Right.
Into his ice cream to make him go to sleep.
No.
That was a good one.
Wow.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. You are on the air. Hi.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi, lady. You know, I don't even have a name on the screen. What's your name?
Sabrina.
Sabrina.
Sabrina, what is it that your husband doesn't know?
Well, my husband doesn't know that before we were married, I had a girlfriend who was coming up on a big birthday for her boyfriend and wanted to give him a little something special and asked if I'd join them for the weekend.
And you did?
I sure did.
And did you mention before you were married?
I did not, but I was thinking that since our 10th anniversary is coming up, maybe I could give him a little something special in Mexico.
But technically,
yeah.
Cheating.
Bye.
Yeah.
But even though
on a couple of levels.
It was with another girl.
On a couple of levels, right.
Yeah.
No, it was with a guy.
Oh, I did. I
remember, we joined them for the weekend.
Oh, I didn't even catch that. Why? Yuck.
Rob?
Yuck.
You haven't said it in a while.
What? She's a whore.
Hello, Paige?
Hi, guys.
I don't think it's Paige Eilenberg. I don't think so. Hi, Paige.
Hello.
Hi, Paige.
Hi.
Hi, Paige.
Hi.
What is it that your husband doesn't know?
Well, a few weeks ago when I was in the shower, my husband opened up the shower door and threw in a huge, one of those big gulp glasses full of ice water on me.
Mm-hmm.
So a couple nights ago when he was relaxing in a nice hot tub one night after work.
We have to dump that out. We can just say that you nature called.
Yeah.
Okay.
But that's it? Like your husband did?
What you did in the tub?
He was in the tub.
Yeah, he was in the tub, and then nature called, and you'd in the tub?
No, I went into another bathroom.
Yes,
And nature called into a cup.
A cup.
And what did you do with the contents of the cup?
Well, while he was relaxing in the bathtub, I walked up to him and had it, and he thought it was going to be ice water like he had poured on me. And he started screaming, "No, you better not." And then he did that, and it poured it in his mouth.
And hold on.
Poured it in his mouth.
Poured it in his mouth.
This is no secret.
Didn't he notice that it wasn't cold like ice water, or perhaps...
That's what he said, "You're an ass. That was hot water. That was warm water." And I didn't tell him that it really wasn't water.
Oh.
Is your husband a real manly man who sits in the warm bath and screams?
That's pretty strong.
Yeah, it's nothing compared to the pureed broccoli.
No, you're right.
But I'm going to keep you on as a finalist, because that's just wrong on so many levels. You know, I originally thought she was going to say, "I went into the hot tub."
Is she still on the line?
Yeah.
Paige, did he ever suspect?
Paige?
That it was what you, did you?
No, he all the time, well, this was only a few nights ago, he thought it was hot water.
Warm water.
All right, hold on, Paige. What I thought she was originally going to say was that, you know, big deal. She jumped into the hot tub and did that like all guys don't do that when they're in the hot tub.
The good news is she's probably not diabetic.
Here he is.
He's relaxing in a nice bubble bath.
Here is Rebecca. Hi.
Don't throw it!
Hello, Rebecca.
Hi, Donna, Mike.
Hi, Rebecca. What is it that your husband doesn't know, honey?
Okay, what he doesn't know is for the last 18 months, I'm in charge of all the financial decisions, and I have been taking money out of his paycheck to put into a separate account for me and my children in case things don't work out with him. Now, what this has caused is us to lose our house. We've moved into an apartment, and we've had to file for a Chapter 7 bankruptcy.
But hold on. Wow. How can you file for because you are taking money out of his check?
Yes.
What's your first name again?
My name is Rebecca.
Now, wait a minute. Hold on. See, here's what I don't get. If your husband is bringing home $20 a week from his paycheck, how does he know that you're taking out 10?
No. This is when he was making $50,000 a year.
I was using a small amount of money to try to make my point.
Yeah.
When your husband gets his paycheck, how would he know that you took money out of it? And secondly, aren't you cutting off your own nose to spite your face if you're
destroying the family's finances?
You're taking money away from your family,
crap detector's going on.
And won't this come out in bankruptcy court?
Yeah.
Right. I mean, it does seem like it is that way. You know, the children are affected. They don't know what's going on.
Yeah, whatever.
I'm sorry, bitch. No.
It's no pureed broccoli.
No. Here's what you do. You either puree broccoli, or you do what Paige did.
I think it's nice.
You get some nature's calling, pour it on your husband's back when he's in the hot tub.
Right.
And so he drinks a little bit of it.
I think what's nice is that she's stealing the money just in case it doesn't work out with the father of her kids.
Yeah, in that
just
night.
In case.
Lovely.
Well,
let's try one more girl. Here is Jeanette in Las Vegas. Jeanette.
I know she won't let the kids
Hey,
down.
How's it going?
Hi, Jeanette.
Hello.
Hi, what is it that your husband doesn't know, Jeanette?
This is really awful.
No, this is bad. Okay, my husband, I slept with my husband's boss.
Yeah, okay, that's infidelity. Doesn't qualify.
Bye-bye. Two things. We said, first, we don't deal with infidelity, and second, it is always a giveaway. Even if you're honest, don't say this when you're calling our show to play one of these games. Don't say,
this is really bad.
That's the tip-off that either it's something we can't use or we don't believe you. Mike, in the interest of time, although no wonder our female numbers have gone up over the last 8 months, I think we have 16, 18 lines now with all new women.
Right.
All calling and saying they can do better than what we've had.
Wow.
What I say to you ladies is, where were you in the first segment of this bit?
Amen.
When we had the women calling, I steal the extra grocery money at the end of the week.
Well, we really only have two finalists.
We do. Yeah. And they are...
They are Allie, who pureed broccoli that her husband was allergic to, and before he would go out in the military exercises and go out in the field, causing him to have chronic diarrhea.
Winner!
And then we had a page who nature called. It was in a cup, in his mouth, the whole.
Okay, so we'll go with Allie first.
Amen.
And we're going to be calling her husband, Don. Robbie, if you would get that for me, let's get Allie back on the phone. Hi, Allie.
Hey.
Now,
how's the broccoli, Allie?
Congratulations, you've made it the first step. You are our first choice.
Okay.
When we get your husband on the phone, Robbie will tell him that he's going to be on the air and he's won a prize, and then you have to tell him the absolute truth.
Okay.
Okay, hold on. Here we go.
How are you?
Rob's making the call.
We have your wife, Allie, on the phone with us, and she has won the contest, but in order for her to claim her prize, we need to put you on the air. Do I have permission to put your voice on the air?
There you go.
He's not going to be happy.
No S. I mean, no pun intended.
Allie, it's just like saying that's really bad.
Oh, God.
Let's give her a chance, Mike. Don't be a hater.
Warning, warning.
Okay. You got him?
Yeah.
Okay. And now, here he is, everybody, the husband, Don. Hello, Don.
Hi, Don.
Hey, how are you?
Hi, welcome to the Don and Mike show. We're playing a game called What My Husband Doesn't Know Won't Hurt Him. Or, in some cases, What My Husband Don't Know Won't Hurt Him.
Right. depends on what part of the country you're listening in.
We have your lovely wife, Allie, on the phone with us.
Say hi to your husband,
Allie.
Hi,
how are you?
Hey.
And now's the time when we turn off our microphones and we leave it up to you. Allie, let me just say, Don, Allie's done something that she would like to tell you about, something she should have told you, we think, a long time ago.
Yeah.
Always.
So go ahead.
Okay.
Keeping in mind that our crap detectors are out.
All right.
Okay.
Hey.
Allie, go ahead, honey.
Okay. Hey, baby. okay. When you're in the Army, I used to, when you were really mean.
The mics are on. They cannot hear us.
I used to puree broccoli.
Okay.
And put it in your food. I'm going to start crying.
You did what?
I used to put it in your food. And it seemed funny at first. I'm crying. Okay, it's not funny.
I'm allergic to broccoli.
Okay, I used to put it in your food at night, but only when I was really mad at you. So that when you went in the field and you were getting diarrhea all the time, that was why, because I would do it before you went in the field. Okay, it seems funny.
Okay, what do you guys think?
Oh,
Rob, your crap detector's going off?
You don't think so?
No, when he said, but I'm allergic to broccoli.
I agree.
It's
no,
like
that didn't hit me, though.
It caught me that way too. But let's let this play out.
That's not the point. I mean, all those times I talked to you about how sick I was out in the field.
I'm going to give them time, Buzz. Yeah, Buzz, you can speak. Your mic is right. In the same position as well.
Let it play out.
There. All right, I got to go.
I agree.
I have to go. I'll talk to you later.
Don, don't hang up. Don.
I got to go.
Don.
This could be a tactic.
I can't believe you did this.
Well, you were really mean, especially in the beginning of the marriage. I mean, come on, you're talking 13 years ago or whatever.
All right, I'm going to have to ask a couple of questions.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
All right, kids.
All right, kids, you're up here. You've revealed the big secret,
I don't think that worked out too well.
Don, are you still there?
Yeah.
Hey, Don, stay on the line, please.
Let me ask you exactly what condition it is you have that you're allergic to broccoli.
It makes...
What does it do to you?
It gives me diarrhea and like...
Okay, all right, that covers it.
Yeah.
And, Allie, if you don't mind, what did Don do that was so bad that you pureed broccoli and put it in his food so he'd get diarrhea?
Well, like, saying I like to play poker and stuff like that, but then all the Army guys get together and have their secret poker games and go out and everything, and I had a baby, and...
And you were feeling evil?
Well, I felt left out, yeah. And,
Don,
you know.
Can you guess, assuming that this is true, Don, can you guess how many times...
Yeah, based on your illness and when you felt ill, how many times would you figure she did this?
Because she gave us a number of how many times.
And the number will be based, you know, just on how many times you felt sick.
Gosh.
She came up
with... Yeah, roughly. Give us a rough...
I'm going to have to say somewhere between 7 to 10 times.
All right, well, she told us she did it to you 50 times.
And that's credible.
Yeah.
That's credible to me. That's suddenly credible.
5-0, she said.
You know what? That was actually a trick of mine, because if he had said, 40 or 50,
yeah.
Then they would have been...
True.
Don, I'm curious. Do you have any other food allergies?
No, not that I know of.
Just broccoli.
Now, Allie?
And blueberries. You have a little bit of a blueberry.
But that just, I mean...
I never did blueberries.
Allie, tell Don how you allegedly would do this 50 times. Explain the process to him so he understands it.
I curate it with that. Well, it doesn't matter with what. I mean,
and Allie, to make it sound good, are you stretching a little bit? Was 50 times really the number, or was it maybe less than that?
I think it's probably more than 50.
More than that, okay.
Probably more than 50. Probably more. Wow. Again, passing your test, right? 50. More than 50
I would
times.
Say he got it really bad a few times. Like,
would
you vary
really
the amount of broccoli?
A couple times I went out to the field.
Would you vary the amount of broccoli you put in, lady?
Yeah, I mean, I didn't always have much broccoli because he was allergic to it.
Right.
Well, that's true. You got to sneak it in the house.
And again, what he did that got you mad was he played poker with his friends?
Well, and he went out all night one night and didn't come home.
So the regular, normal, domestic stuff.
But
normal, kind of.
You said he was mean.
Yeah. How was he mean?
Just like, I would say, you know, I want to come play poker with you guys and stuff like that, and he would laugh.
So not really mean.
Don, did you think you were mean, Don?
No, look, I was in the Army, you know, we had, you know, Friday nights up at the club and... You know, and then, you know, we did, you know, some platoon and company, you know,
you did some what?
Things. And
What's he saying he did?
You were in the Army, though. How long were you in the Army?
23 years.
23 years? What rank did you finish with?
I was a major when I retired, so.
Okay.
Don, were you ever suspicious any of those numerous times that you were ill? Were you ever suspicious that somehow perhaps...
Well, yeah, I asked her sometimes. And you know, I had to be careful about what MREs I ate and stuff like that.
Right, yeah. So it could have been anything.
You know, one time I talked to her about it because I thought some of the soldiers, you know, did it for a joke.
Don, right.
I'm sold.
Yeah, I have to go with it.
I am really sold.
I have to say that, Allie,
are you ready to let your husband know the good news?
Please.
Yes.
She's granting you a divorce.
No, that's not the good news.
Listen, Don, because you were so incredibly mean and your wife had to poison your food, we are sending you and your bride, no chance you're going to get diarrhea going to Cancun, Mexico.
You're going to Cancun.
But that is where you want a vacation to, Cancun, Mexico. Courtesy of HBO and their groundbreaking show, Family Bonds. Meet the Evangelistas, not actors, characters. Sunday nights at 9, excuse me, 10, 9 Central, only on home box office.
So
please...
That's a great... that's awesome.
That's real.
I believe this guy. That's true.
But it doesn't make me feel any
there you go.
Can I go?
maybe he should take one of his buddies.
Yes, now.
I've got some
Army buddies that'll be...
I was going to say, maybe you got an Army buddy. As a matter of fact, this prize, I think... We're going to have to put it in Don's name.
Right.
Oh,
yeah.
There you go.
I think so.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
this
I'm
heinous
make
act.
This guy's night out.
Yeah.
Because even though the name of the game was what my husband doesn't know won't hurt him, in my eyes, he didn't do anything worth being poisoned.
I agree.
50 times.
Oh,
but Don, if you don't take her, you can never eat at home again.
That's true, Buzz.
That's true.
All right, kids, thank you. Figure it out yourselves. Allie, thank you. Don, I'll pray for you.
We all will.
Thanks.
Okay. Thank you. Hold on, kids.
Thanks, kids.
Thanks.
Don, see you later.
You crazy knuckleheads.
You can go to Cancun and they have these places where they make T-shirts.
Yeah.
You get one that says, hey, that ain't parsley.
And what about Paige? Hold on a second.
Hey, Paige.
Hi.
Now, Paige is the girl, the backup that...
We can't really even talk about
that's...
Paige.
Oh, it involves...
Uh-huh. Right.
Right. Go watch the Kevin Costner movie, Waterworld.
Yes.
He does something in that movie. We will give you $50 just for calling. Tickets to go take your husband to see Lewis Black. Uh-huh. He's funny always.
Right.
Lewis Black from The Daily Show with Jon Stewart.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden,
he's going to be...
And found a way.
Hold on, I got to read something here.
Good news to his people.
Buzz.
He made it up.
Lewis Black from The Daily Show with Jon Stewart will be in D.C. The day before the election, Monday, November 1 at the D.C. Improv.
Wow.
Please enjoy that and enjoy your money. And thank you for listening, Paige.
Thank you.
Kind of a nice little theme we had, vegetable theme. We had with Allie broccoli, with Paige we had peas.
Yeah. That's correct.
No asparagus.
No asparagus in there.
That would stink.
Buzz? Yes.
What is your lead story on your news and comments today?
Today, is the other shoe about to drop on Bill O'Reilly?
Ooh. We don't have the actual sound of a shoe dropping.
No.
Scared. Stay tuned, everybody. Really, I'm trying.
Stay tuned.
There you go.
For news and comments. Coming
up
on the Don and Mike Show.
That was very
professional.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Oh.
Come Floyd here. Reminding you to watch this Saturday night on Monster Killer Horror Theater. When we present another...
Don and Mike Show.
After you let the air out of the balloon, all that you're left with is the latex. Yeah. And the Don and Mike Show.
Thank you, Dude Walker. Here we go. Buzz's News and Comments now. Brought to you by Smoke Break.
This is good. Smoke.
Smoke would break the nasty habit without gaining weight. Smoke Break is the revolutionary tablet. For smokers, get it now with fine retailers.
Wild, wild web.
Oh, that's an insult.
I'm just having fun.
That is an insult to the greatest. You know, someone was asking me seriously.
You are the greatest entertainer in show business.
Over the weekend, what's the greatest album ever?
Uh-huh.
Everybody's
Songs
got their
Tree of Life song.
Yep, for me, that would be the number one album ever. I mean, better than Beatles, better than any of the other stuff that I like.
You have Sir Duke. You have Isn't She Lovely?
Yeah, the whole album is great. Really, Songs in the Key of Life. Steve Wonder.
Mm-hmm.
Steve Wonder. And now here's Buzz. Hi, Buzz.
Buzz Wonder. Hi, Don and Mike.
So, Andrea Macris.
Buzzy Wonder.
Little Buzzy.
Yes, Little Buzzy
Little
Wonder.
Buzzy Wonder.
Right.
So, Andrea Macris.
Buzz Wonder Morris.
His real name. Of course you know that, Bruce. Of course, Bruce.
This Andrea Macris says Bill O'Reilly sexually harassed her, and he says she's just trying to extort money from him. If only there was someone who could corroborate either story. I believe two other women will soon be coming forward, says a source to the increasingly credible National Enquirer. The Enquirer's informant says this comes from multiple sources at the Fox News Network. The insider says talks to settle Andrea's lawsuit out of court went on for 2 weeks before we first learned about it. That's when the source says...
God, I can't do this.
The lawyers for O'Reilly and Fox decided to make a preemptive strike, suing Andrea for extortion. The source says the talks were aimed at keeping Andrea's audio tapes out of the public record.
Man, how stupid was that? I mean, so they go into negotiations for 2 weeks, and then when they can't reach any kind of settlement, they decide, well, now we'll sue first. Like the American public isn't savvy enough about the court system to pick up on
God, I can't do
that.
This.
there's still the theory, of course, that O'Reilly was set up by Andrea so he could be caught on tape.
Right.
A frequent guest on O'Reilly's show, terrorism and security expert Larry Johnson, says that's not the Andrea he'd met many times. Quoting him,
Johnson.
Andrea was not
Johnson. You know what that is?
Name.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's another name for
him. I read books.
Johnson.
Larry Johnson, terrorism expert.
LJ.
Was pre-interviewed by Andrea for Bill's show many times. Quoting him, Andrea was not by any stretch a tease. Do I think she taped him? Yes, absolutely. Her complaint has the ring of truth, end quote. The Inquirer says now two more women may be ready to file sexual harassment lawsuits against O'Reilly.
Well, these guys are,
yes, Bill,
are lying. See, it's pure and simple. They're all lying.
You were set
How
up?
How you doing, Bill?
I'm good, Don. Here's what I want to say about this.
Okay. What's that?
It's just a pack of lies.
But here's the real question I want to ask you.
Yeah, yeah, go ahead, Don.
Where could I buy some piece of crap like a doormat?
How about a Who's Looking Out for You tote bag? Would you like that? Because I got to sell them, and I got to sell them fast.
Yeah.
We're having a going out of business sale.
That would be collector's items.
We really have to move this merchandise. Here's a pack of no-spin wet wipes.
Hello, eBay.
Enjoy. Hi, Buzz.
Hi. Hi, Bill.
I'm great.
I'm glad to hear it. Hang in there, buddy.
God, now, I can't do this.
Now, Bethann, of course you can do this. What you can do is you can pick up your phone, call me up.
God, I can't do this.
And, quite simply, talk dirty to me. That's all I need.
It's all it takes.
Every day.
We believe the International Atomic Energy Agency, and it believed what it told us, that 380 tons of explosives had vanished from Iraq on our watch.
I heard that on your news show.
Yes, and a lot of other news shows yesterday.
But this is the one where I get my news.
Yes, I understand. I pity you. The International Atomic Energy Agency believed it, too, but in hindsight, it shouldn't have believed it.
Don't pity me, dude.
Because an NBC news crew embedded with our invading troops says the worst of the explosives were, in fact, gone by the time we got there.
Buzz, don't you know that seriously,
yes,
get more real news on this part, even with us jumping in with our crap,
right,
than you do if you sat down and watched one of those dopes on the network?
Well, amen. I'm playing humble because I don't want to end up like O'Reilly.
Yeah, well, that's uncalled for. Hey, shut up.
All right.
Right.
There were explosives, in fact, in that bunker, just not as many and not the kind we'd suspected. This is still not comforting about the war on terror, but at least maybe we're not to blame for the really bad stuff getting away. The International Atomic Energy Agency says it heard about the missing explosives 2 weeks ago from the fledgling Iraqi government. But even the U.S. government believed the agency's report and launched an investigation 5 days after it got the same faulty information. In its defense, the White House says 400,000 tons of weapons have been seized during the U.S. occupation of Iraq.
I get my news from Fox and Friends.
That's good.
Fair enough.
And I'm happy for you. And I just want to say, look, I'm a confident guy.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I am.
And I'm confident because I think you get your news from Fox, and that gives me a good vibe, a good vibration.
You ever call Steve Doocy?
Steve Doocy's the weather guy.
Yeah.
Kudos to Steve.
He likes Dreamin.
Yes.
I talked to him.
Dreamin can make you mine.
I talked to him semi-regularly.
Where's that tape?
And okay. I say,
Doocy?
What say you, Doocy? There you go. Doocy's,
Doocy.
You got a good vibe from him?
Yeah, Doocy's a mild guy.
Uh-huh.
He's kind of a mild guy.
Enough.
A mellow guy.
Right.
I don't think he believes the stuff we're telling him to say. Let me put it to you that way.
That's the important thing.
Steve Doocy before he went all Fox.
I like dreaming. Because dreaming can make you mine.
This
is Steve Doocy from Fox TV's Not Just News show. And I never listen to Don and Mike on WJFK because it doesn't pay enough.
Right, we paid him
not. Yeah, that's Steve Doocy. We're happy to have him at FNC.
I'll bet. The Pentagon says President Bush plans to ask for another $70 billion in emergency money for the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan.
Great!
That pushes the total cost of the war to $225 billion since we invaded Iraq early last year. That's a lot more money and a lot longer war than the administration had predicted because the opposing forces have been stronger than expected. The Pentagon says the decision to ask for the new money is not final and wouldn't actually be requested until early next year.
And Buzz, isn't it true that although we kid about O'Reilly and everything,
right. Yeah.
Isn't it true that you have made sexual phone calls to, and so here's where you're going to get off, and I don't mean that in the way that you think. The fact is it true or not true that you've called Fez Watley on more than one occasion
Well, the calls have gone, pardon the expression, both ways.
But
I heard the one with you talking about running your fingers through his beard.
And at the end of the conversation, when there was a long pause and a sigh like that, it wasn't your next comment. If I quote the transcript here. Fez, talk to me. Fez, you are my bitch.
Okay.
And then 30 seconds, heavy panting, and then... Didn't I do great on the news today?
Yeah.
Very O'Reilly-ish.
I'm going to, you know, since you have the transcript, I'll fess up or fez up to that.
Fez up. Fezzy claws.
that's when I saw that beard today.
Oh, my God.
That's a whole new fantasy.
Seriously, I think there's several immigrant families living in that thing.
Hi, Fez. Hi.
Why?
Wow.
You know, we may need that extra money the president's requesting anyway for something else. South Korea's military has gone on its highest alert level after discovering a hole in the fence that separates it from the demilitarized zone between North and South.
Oh, my God, look. There's a hole in the fence.
We got a hole in the fence. Right now, you get the army right now.
How we get a hole in fence?
You get the army mummerized. Put on high alert.
Look, hole in fence.
You watch her. I go to Home Depot by 2x4.
That's right. You mobilize the army. I go fix fence, okay?
The fence has stood since my dad served there in the early 1950s and a lot of other dads. They found the hole last night, setting off concerns about a North Korean infiltration.
We did not know your father served there, Buzz, but it will not stop us from talking like this.
Well, no reason to accept that, you know, supposedly South Korea is an ally.
It's amazing. His father served in Korean conflict. He served in earlier war.
How the happened?
Back all the way to a Trojan War.
I was thinking Civil War.
Civil War later than Trojan War.
I know. Now I'm trying to think of war before Trojan War. I am thinking
Crusade.
Yes. Buzz was in the Crusade.
Yeah,
yes.
Big cross on his shirt.
Every one of them cold. Checkpoints have been set up around the area on all the roads into the capital city of Seoul as the South Korea remains on its highest level of alert.
Wow. So you trust South Korea?
Oh, I didn't say that.
Okay.
I'm no expert on that.
I just want to make sure we're on the same page, Joe.
So they cut hole in the wall to send across spy.
That's right. Hey, look, hole in fence. Mm-hmm. How did the hole get here?
Very dangerous because of one reason.
Why?
South Korean and North Korean
look exactly the same. Just like North Carolina and South Carolina.
It ain't
problem.
Like they come across the fence and wear a red T-shirt.
No. North Dakota, South Dakota.
All the people in North Dakota, South Dakota look exactly the same.
You know, I just heard on my radio, my shortwave radio.
What did you hear?
I heard that Buzz Burbank's father used to come over here. When we were at war.
He had to.
In Korea.
Was required.
With B.J. Honeycutt and Hawkeye Pierce.
Rude, Mr. Burbank.
Suicide is painless.
That's right. Yeah. And we honor the service of the Order Instant.
Yes, we do.
Hello, Hot Rips, who are again?
Did he ever meet Mr. Burn?
No.
Frank
Burn?
Didn't.
No.
Oh, Frank Burn.
What about Leda? Leda O'Reilly?
Leda O'Reilly. Or Harry Houlihan.
Aaron Alda.
Max Kringer. Andy Worth. Yeah, you bring that one up. Jamie Fall. Far away from being a good actor.
The importance of next week's election and the stakes just got higher. Supreme Court Justice William Rehnquist is in a hospital for thyroid cancer. He's expected back at work next week, but it does raise the question of his retirement. And this reminds us that the next president...
I don't remember...
The next president may have to choose several new justices, shaping the politics of the court for decades to come. Rehnquist is a conservative who could be replaced by either a conservative or a liberal, depending upon who wins the presidential race.
For a tremor of doubt in my mind.
And at the age of 80, Rehnquist is not even the oldest justice. John Paul Stevens is 84. Yes, you're right, old man.
One of the finest men I've ever known.
Oh, that's nice of you to say that.
And Stevens has had prostate cancer. Sandra Day O'Connor had breast cancer.
I was quivering and shaking.
Understandably. And Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg had colon cancer.
Baby. Yeah.
So there's reason to be concerned.
It's the only thing that I saw.
Yes, thank you, sir. What was that, old man?
A burning... intensive desire.
A burning intensive desire.
Has something to do with Sandra Day O'Connor?
This burning, unquenchable desire.
It must have been. Well, I don't know what Buzz was talking about, some medical condition.
Wait, how you feeling, dude?
Quiet.
Well, all right.
Be quiet.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
That's all that counts, for God's sakes.
Right. Now you're rambling.
Flabbergast.
Flabbergast what?
Whatever.
Whatever you.
Whatever, old man.
Go out and take a look at it.
Hey, don't get dirty with me.
We had that segment already, old man. Yeah.
Because it's true.
I know, because it's true.
And in the next segment, a handwriting expert analyzes the scribblings of both Bush and Kerry.
Oh. You're damn right.
Thank you, sir.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show.
And,
nothing?
No, these machines are killing us.
God damn it. Drive.
With the music. Hold on. Come on, try it again.
What's wrong?
It's fried now.
This would be, see the problem with this CD box?
It's fine to me.
Yep. The bottom of it has fallen off.
Do you have the bottom? Or
it's destroyed.
Oh, it's in the machine. I don't know. The bottom, I guess, is stuck in the machine.
So what's your pleasure?
Let's see. What's that corn song you like?
Cut three.
Corn!
And I hear her.
Hold on a second. I'm not a big corn fan. I dig this song. Get the thumbs up here. Let's try this again.
The Don and Mike Show.
Have you heard this?
Yes.
The word up?
Yes.
It's good. Corn. With a K.
The Indians call them maize.
Maize.
Enjoy it twice.
The maize.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi there.
A handwriting expert for Pilot Pens has looked at the scrawlings of both John Kerry and George W. Bush.
What has he concluded, Buzz?
She? Sheila. Sheila Kurt says that because handwriting is controlled by the brain, it gives, quote, marvelous clues to personality.
Oh, hi there.
Hi, John Kerry. Hi, John.
And Sheila says that testing the candidates' writing samples helped her decide how to vote. She won't tell us who she chose, but see if you can guess from her analysis.
Oh, you know what this is like? The guy with the mask store today. The guy that has predicted the elections for 24 years and didn't want to go out on a limb tell us who he thought was going to win.
Exactly. But eventually, he did tell us who has an edge. And
yes.
I think you'll get an idea from Sheila as well.
Okay.
She says W has tenacity hooks. These little hooks at the ends of letters mean he sticks to his decisions. Quoting Sheila, his approach to ideas is neither deep nor probing. We call them surface thinkers.
Mm-hmm.
She says the president's needlepoint letters mean he can pick up new information, but that, quote, his single-mindedness draws him back.
No, he's not retarded.
Kerry, meanwhile, has strong downstrokes with letters that intertwine with the other lines of text on a page. She says a person like this has a need to, quote, take one idea, check it off, and move on to the next. It's not that he's flip-flopping, she says. It's that he has a lot of ideas, end quote.
Mm. So
who
am I to determine here?
Well, she works for a corporation, the Pilot Pens Company, and I think they're trying to avoid.
Hell with what?
Yeah, but I sort of read between the lines.
Kerry, right?
Yeah, that's what I got.
Right, because
Pilot, you like the guy.
No, well, yes.
Yeah, but you're real big for Bush, Mark.
No, I'm saying, I wish she gave us more. I'd like to know which man's going to blow up the world.
But here's the thing. I understand why she didn't, because it's Pilot Pens. We can't be politically active one way or the other.
Well, you need to know is surface thinker. You know?
Right.
Surface thinker
there you
for
go.
Me. I'd like it to be
no,
a little
he's not
deeper
retarded.
Than that.
But to balance it out, I understand that George Bush has an endorsement from Crayola.
Yes, Shereen. And I'd like to say whatever the pen was that you just
Pilot
mentioned.
Pens,
yeah. They couldn't hold Sharpie's jock.
No one
okay?
can.
Thank you.
Well, you're talking about two totally different products. You're talking about pen and a Sharpie. You can't write a letter with a Sharpie.
Yes, you can with a fine-tip
point.
Sharpie. Yes, you can.
You certainly can.
You can.
You certainly can't write a check with a Sharpie.
Well, you can.
Oh, you used to love to do that.
I still do with a fine-tip Sharpie.
There was a period of time when we'd get check. If a check came from you, it was in a Sharpie.
I love Sharpies.
Yeah.
I love them. I love them. I love the Sharpie.
We were going to have a Sharpie. But tell the truth, you use a pen once in a while.
Sometimes, just when she won't listen.
But other than that,
I'll Sharpie.
Ooh.
Ouch.
Ow! Ballpoint.
You're not allowed to fly with guns or knives or poisonous frogs. In Brussels, airport police have arrested two men who carried in their luggage 600 poisonous frogs from South America.
Hello.
The kind of frogs used to make poisonous darts. Belgian officials carefully seized the frogs last Thursday. These itty-bitty frogs.
I'm Larry of the corner.
It's worth over $100 to collectors. That's a very large frog. But these are small, and each of them worth over $100 to collectors were hidden in moist gauze inside film containers.
I'm Larry of the corner.
Several dozen of the frogs had perished anyway. When you're smuggling frogs, that's the cost of doing business.
You gotta be kidding me.
So is going to jail. Another Belgian was busted last week for hiding two eagles in his bag.
Jesus.
That arrest prevented the spread of a nasty flu virus.
Man, I tell you, let those out on the plane.
Hey, there you go. Well, it's out.
Larry, hello.
Hello.
Is this Larry?
I'm Larry.
Is this Larry of the corner?
I'm Larry of the corner.
Larry, are you familiar with all the news stories of the day?
Yes.
Could there be any news story that I could possibly stump you on, or would you get it? You would get everything, right?
Okay.
Would you get the story, yes or no, if I told you about
Probably
it?
Probably yes.
Uh-huh. Okay. Describe the Bill Kamol story.
Oh, boy.
He's got it.
Yeah. He knows.
He does.
Very
good.
You got it, Larry.
Yeah, he liked it.
Not something to laugh about, Larry.
Yeah, he liked that.
And what else would you say?
You were not born. You were made in a toy factory.
And now my today's feel good.
Okay.
Every once in a while, somebody loses their life skydiving. This guy took it to a new level. In Springfield, Illinois, a man's parachute opened early and got tangled around the tail of the plane.
Michael Soares.
Wasn't me. I've done that successfully.
This guy
jumped out of an airplane.
Yeah, and didn't get hooked on the tail of the plane. Well, this guy did and died instantly. And that mishap sent the single-engine plane into a nosedive that caused the five other guys on board to bail out. The father of two, who died, took up skydiving about 5 years ago. The pilot got only minor injuries. The other four men were unhurt.
Have today's events begun to turn around the public's perception? Here's Dennis Murphy.
You remember he went skydiving one time for us on the air.
Hey, did he bail out? Did the pilot bail out?
Yes, everybody.
Everybody bailed
out. The plane crashed empty.
Wow.
In sports, Boston's halfway home in the World Series with two wins tonight, game three in St. Louis.
There you go, Mike. What do you think, Mike?
I hope it doesn't rain. That's what I think tonight. I hope it doesn't rain. I don't want it to get rained out. Might get rained out tonight.
How about the prediction? If they play the game, what do you say?
I say they go down, they're going to lose tonight, and they're going to come back, and they're going to win. They're going to win the rest of them.
No way. Red Sox tonight, 4-3. You heard it here.
Cardinals have a perfect postseason record.
I hope you're right. I worry, as a Red Sox fan, I worry about Pedro. I'd love Pedro to prove me wrong.
Do you know that there is an entire... Well, first let me just say, AshleySimpson.net, as I discussed earlier. But there is an entire anti-Red Sox page, there's lots of those, but one where people are all signing a petition, some kind of Wiccan thing, some kind of magic thing,
yes,
saying that what they're all hoping and praying for, really praying for, is the fact that the Red Sox win the third game.
Mm-hmm.
And then lose...
Three in a row.
Four in a row.
Four in a row, right.
So that what happened to the Yankees...
will be reversed.
...happens to the Red Sox, except even worse because it's in the World Series.
And that would be true if that happened.
And I'm telling you, it ain't going to happen.
Finally.
They're going to win tonight, and AshleySimpson.net is the best site I've ever been
to. God!
She's going to have you a part of her crew.
Her crew.
That's what he's hoping for.
Her poor acid reflux.
That's a shame.
That poor girl.
Finally, they don't have 911 in China. They have 999, but the purpose is the same. Emergencies.
999!
Good luck always.
And to one man in the central Henan province, this was an emergency.
Hunan.
He called police to report his wife had refused him sex for 28 straight nights. He just had a bottle of wine. He was in the mood, and she just rebuffed him again. Police sympathized with the man, but told him this does not qualify as an emergency.
Oh. Hi there.
Oh, I'm sorry. Where's my thing?
Michael Soares.
Maybe they'll feel differently when the man goes on a crazed rampage.
Mm-hmm.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
You paid your bitch now! Quick!
That's it. We gotta go. Uncle Ron and Aunt Fezzer coming up next. WJFK FM, live 105.7 FM. WBZZ in Tampa Bay. We'll be back tomorrow with the all new episode. Thank you, everybody. Good day to you,
sir. Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
And you,
broccoli.
We will see you tomorrow.
Oh, my stomach.
Every night.
Till we meet again. This is Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind.
be nice. And I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.
You're still here.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Still here.
Too busy to meet new friends? The WJFK Dateline can change your life.
Mike.
Log on to WJFK.matchlink.com.
Chick Hernandez.
I haven't
here.
Left yet.
Join me for Redskins post game live after the game.
Chick Hernandez.
This Sunday.
We golf, he's a golfer.
News you can use on Comcast Sportsnet.
I just don't want to leave tonight.
This time
tomorrow.
Season, bring home two of the most heart racing and action packed movies of the year.
The commercial.
Now on DVD.
How do I kill it?
The moon rises.
No one knows how to kill Dracula.
The hunt begins.
Who's hunting who?
Van Helsing. Now on DVD with special bonus features that take the Van Helsing experience beyond the theater.
Yeah.
PG-13. Maybe inappropriate for children under 13.
Hi, everybody.
And also...
Are these things alive or dead?
Laminate.
We don't know. Now on DVD.
I'm still here.
Only unrated, extended director's cut of Dawn of the Dead.
Get the hell out now!
With bone-chilling extras.
Just tell me what's going on.
God, they're here!
And terrifying new footage too scary for theaters.
That is the record.
Is everyone dead?
Ain't that ish.
This DVD is unrated from Universal Studios Home Entertainment.
Robot.
So, where are you headed?
I am going
here.
To get stripped of my manhood.
What now?
My wife's sending me to a male sensitivity training retreat. I'll be getting in touch with my feminine side.
Got it, Mike DeBray.
What?
Yeah, they're really going to teach me to open up and share my feelings.
Well,
I'm going to talk for hours about my feelings. My wife gave it to me as a birthday present.
And that's good, because...
Well, I get to fly on one of these shiny new AirTran Airways 717. And when I graduate, I get to come back on one.
Still
me!
Here.
The sensitive me!
Fly on one of AirTran Airways' new Boeing 717s makes any trip better. You'll get comfy new seats and 100% fresh air, which makes getting there more enjoyable, even if what you're doing when you land isn't. And right now, all AirTran Airways destinations are on sale.
Look
at AirTran.com by November 4th and fly by March 2nd, 2005. AirTran Airways. Go. There's nothing stopping you. 10-day advance purchase required. Blackout dates apply.
This Sonny Jurgensen Report is brought to you by GEICO.
I'm out of here.
Jurgensen, I'm Larry Michael.